last time on the Don and Mike Show.
There's a reason why they do those plastic casts.
Nope. You mean like the cast that they made of Milton Berle's penis?
Oh, I think I have heard about
them. Exactly.
They actually do that to make sex toys.
Maybe one of those dildos could have been the mold of one of your favorite TV stars.
The Berle.
Got it.
You're enjoying the Cosby.
And then, of course, there'd be a booby prize in there. Oh, you got the Louis Anderson.
Oh. You're enjoying the Philbin.
I can't see it.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Time for the beats.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free.
Tell me it's raining.
What?
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
Get it. Do it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don't tell me they're just sitting, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. Now let's hurry off, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp.
Say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, that Britney Spears, yes, she said a lot of stuff, but at least she didn't take the Lord's name in vain. At least she didn't say Bill Hochberg. Damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I guess it would be... Bill Damon.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
What do you say, fans?
You always wonder what the H in Jesus H Christ is for.
It stands for Hochberg.
It's for Hochberg.
I get it.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Chief Lickalotopus and all the ships at sea. Hey, using their 4 hours to promote Mike O'Mara's crap, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Coast to coast and nationwide via Westwood One.
Yay!
Yeah.
Come on now.
Right.
Come on, everybody. Let's get rallied. Let's get into it. Get moved down. Come on!
Yeah. You got it. That's our network. Thank you for listening. New episode coming to you on Wednesday, Jan 31.
Wednesday.
Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. Well, we were both sick yesterday. That's the deal we have. If one of us is sick now, at least the other one comes in to cover.
Right.
Yesterday, both sick. However, we're both here today and ready to sing.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome.
In control here now, gentlemen.
However,
won't you come on in?
Still contagious. Suppose you want to wash those hands.
Yeah. Yeah, you notice we didn't have the pre-show rubdown.
Well, still. Mike and I were in your studio before the show, just touching everything. Step into my heart. Frankly, it's not fair that you're the only person that's immune from all the germs.
True. So we like to share them with you.
You're in the next room, so watch it, bud.
Have you touched your computer?
Yes. It's built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind. Built with you in mind.
All over. Everything in your studio, Buzz.
I'll try not to touch my eyes or my mouth.
And absolutely don't touch your genitals.
Right. I'd like to say hi to my wife and my my daughters and the person that helps us out with the kids, because every one of them is ill.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is that time of year.
Same in my house.
I'm not as nearly as sick as Don is, but I'll tell you right now, I've passed along germs to everybody. I really have. I have. I don't know what kind of death grip is engulfing us. It's that time of year in the Washington area where it's 60 degrees, then it's 30 degrees, then it's 60 degrees, then it's 30 degrees.
Don, listen, I love him like a son, and in fact, he is my son.
Yes,
I love him more than anything, but there is no doubt this is the Bart flu.
Yeah.
He started it.
Yeah, it's, I think you've got your own strain.
I got it from him. Well, no, doesn't Catherine have exactly the same thing?
Catherine has 100, yesterday had a 101, 102 temperature, and we kept her out of school. We kept everybody out. Everybody had school day yesterday. And I don't know. You know, there is so much floating around that it's difficult to keep track. All I know is that I was sick over the weekend, but, you know, it was exacerbated by late nights out as well. And then you got this thing your son had. And then, you know, it's just Monday we were in here doing it with mirrors.
So we're here now, you know, gentlemen. And frankly, it's not fair that Buzz is in a hermetically sealed cube and he's away
from
about
how think about how ill he's been,
boy in the bubble.
You know,
yeah,
think
that's
about
right.
How darn sick this boy has been.
That's true.
Yeah,
I just one slight strain of flu
and it's an instant stroke.
Yeah. And it could be over.
Could be,
I mean,
sure.
It could be D.L. Hughley giving us the news.
Every day's a gamble.
And Buzz, incidentally, just
yes.
So you know, we've planned on the occasion that you do pass.
Yes.
You will be replaced by TV's D.L. Hughley.
D.L. Hughley.
One of the kings of comedy.
I'm glad to hear that.
We've always thought it'd be great to get some color on the show.
Yes, you're
and,
right.
You know, whenever it happens, just know, you know, you got the same deal as Mike and I. We'll devote the day of the show.
Oh, that's great.
To the tribute to the life and times of Buzz Burbank.
It'll be wonderful.
But then the next day is going to be at the hip-hop newscast.
Absolutely.
Excellent. I want to start today by telling you, first off, this is why I backed out of the Democratic Party.
Mm. What happened?
Your man, Joe Lieberman.
What did he do?
He's the whole reason that I started the whole thing with.
Yeah.
I'm off that bandwagon. Joe Lieberman is asking MTV to cancel Jackass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, because that one kid set himself on fire.
Oh, my goodness. Joe Lieberman, stop it. You lost the election.
Joe Lieberman says that Jackass, which incidentally is, you know, I think our favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, besides the regular stuff like Survivor and Temptation Island. He says the show airs multiple disclaimers.
It does.
That the stunts are performed by professionals, but there are some things so potentially dangerous, particularly to vulnerable children, they simply should not be put on TV.
That's ludicrous.
And this is one that crosses the line.
That is
okay?
So incredibly ludicrous.
So I'm just taking this moment to tell you,
right.
This is what I was worried about with this guy being one bullet away from being the president.
Well, you got a good point there, and I side with you on this one. It's very difficult to look at that.
Might have been less dangerous in the White House. Now that he's back in the Senate, he's also introduced a bill now to punish companies that make violent movies, music, and video games. So he's all over the thing again.
You know, and I think we've said this before.
What a douchebag he is.
You know, you just there's so many areas that you should point your gun at. You know what I mean? I mean, really just, there's so much screwed up with this country that you could fix. And I mean, that makes me feel bad. I wish he would direct his energies in a different area. And you know, you're right. If he'd won, now he's angry. Now he's real bitter.
Yeah, good thing to worry about, Joe Lieberman. It's not like this country is a perfect country. I mean, let's face it, it's the greatest place on earth, but there's tons wrong with America. But I guarantee, if you're going to go through a list of things to fix America,
right.
Getting MTV to cancel Jackass wouldn't make the top 10, wouldn't make the top 20. Face it, wouldn't make the top 10. 10,000 lists of things in America to make this country better.
You know, and I think no matter what programming you have on TV or on the radio, you're going to have idiots out there, and they have to be supervised, and, and then when they get to a certain age, it's their own personal responsibility. And the fact of the matter is, you know, they make it really clear on Jackass not to do any of this stupid stuff. And besides, you look at that stuff, I look at it. I know I'm 41 years old, but I look at it and I say, these guys are out of their minds. Right. It's funny.
It's fantastic.
But they're idiots. I'd never try that, and I wouldn't want anybody else to try
that. Well, it's like that stupid complaint letter that they carbon copied
right.
to me the other day, where a woman writes it and says, I let my son choose the radio station.
Right.
She listened to the whole genitals for Jamaica contest. Well, listen, honey, you know, you let your kid choose the radio station. Mm. That's the first mistake. You're
right.
driving in a car with a 13-year-old.
Right.
Then if there's something on that you don't find is right for the kid to listen to, who's the parent?
Yeah.
Change the goddamn station.
And they've got all that technology now on your television that you can... You know, adjust it for whatever you want your kids to see and what you don't want them to see.
Isn't it funny, though, they call it the V chip?
V for vagina.
The vag chip.
The vag chip.
So anyway, Joe Lieberman, that's why I did what I did.
You know, I watched something last night, I think it was on 60 Minutes, where they had this kid that was prosecuted for homicide, the skier that killed
that
guy. Right.
That was Dateline.
You know, I swear to God, it's another case of that. Yeah, I know. Like, the kid... wanted to kill the guy. And I mean, I know, you've been on the ski slopes, I've been on the ski slopes.
It was an accident.
You see the idiots out there, and you do, you know, and everybody goes, geez, you know, knock it off. But I mean, why don't you just create legislation or have a little statute that says, you know, there's a certain level that, that you know, you shouldn't be able to... But why prosecute a kid for homicide like he murdered the guy? He didn't. He was obviously the last thing he wanted to see happen.
Did they come down with that guy's sentencing today, Buzz?
Yeah, they did. Let me check on it. He does admit, they did convict him, and he does admit that he was skiing too fast, but he shouldn't have been.
Of course he was.
Well,
who does? Listen, though. Right. But I mean, who doesn't ski too fast?
Was it reckless homicide or something like that? I mean,
yeah, he ran into the guy.
I mean, there was this prosecutor. I mean, this guy that they interviewed, who to me is... represents everything that's wrong with the judicial system. That, you know, he had this kid in his gun sights, and he was sitting there going, I'm going to take this thing all the way. The kid offered to plead to a misdemeanor, and they still turn his life upside down. And he didn't mean to kill the guy. You know, it's a tragedy. It's horrible.
Yes.
He was an idiot for skiing that fast. But my God, it wasn't murder.
Meanwhile, I guarantee you now, after spending most of the day yesterday on my sickbed watching court TV,
mm-hmm.
Our buddy Mark Shimura.
Is he toast?
Lester Burnham.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I'm ready to go the other way.
Really?
I'm going to bet that he gets off.
Yeah, you're going the other way because you think he's going to, you don't think he should walk,
no,
though, right?
No, I don't.
Right, exactly.
But based on the testimony yesterday, first off, Lester Burnham
uh-huh.
has a great lawyer.
Right.
Okay, and you couldn't see the face of the girl who's alleging that she was raped by him in the bathroom.
Right.
Uh-huh. So you could only hear the accent, which, in my mind at least, hurts your credibility because...
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Everything that they asked this girl, all of her answers were, she had a lot of, I don't know. And in a normal circumstance, I don't know is simply that. I don't know. But with that accent, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. He raped me. That's all I know. I don't know. And then at one point yesterday, Court TV, oh, my God, now there's a channel that you should not let your kids watch.
Yeah.
Because at one point, they're cross-examining the girl who has charged this crime with Mark Shimura, and the attorney is saying to her, "This I don't know. I don't know. But something was in there."
Oh, my God. You know, and that's like, isn't that an advertisement for, you know, women not coming forward? I mean, that they have to go through that crap, you know?
No. See, here's what I don't know. The feeling
I
is...
I don't know.
The feeling is that if this girl was, in fact, pulled in a bathroom by this guy and raped...
Right.
Wouldn't she remember more that... I mean, they even said to her... were your legs spread? Yeah. And that's how she answered. Yeah. Well, how did they get spread? I don't know.
Did you spread them? I don't know. Did Mr. Chimura spread them? I don't know.
Oh, boy, that's tough.
Yeah. And
that's tough.
She's alleging that the entire act, if, from what I was watching yesterday, if I got it right, the entire act, the rape, and her putting her clothes back on, the whole thing was 45 seconds. And what they did was,
wow.
Yeah, I had the same thought. Chimura's defense team, they hire a contractor, a construction guy, to build a scale replica of the bathroom. They bring the scale replica of the bathroom into the courtroom.
Man.
Everything the girl says...
Best defense money can buy.
...goes against what the actual facts are. They're saying to her, like...
Is there any DNA evidence in this?
No.
None.
There's none. However, they did have a nurse on saying that...
That there was evidence that she had been violated?
Something was in her.
Okay.
That's what the nurse is saying. So they're asking the girl, how big is the bathroom? And she's saying, oh, I don't know. Big.
Well, that's... I mean, what kind of question is that, though? How big is the bathroom? Well, I mean, is she going to give the measurements of the thing?
Well, they're asking her to approximate. How big is it? Is it as big as the room we're in now?
Right.
Is it as big from the judge's desk to here? I don't know. So she describes a very big, expansive room. They come in with this carpenter. This is a guy who doesn't dress up to come to court.
Right.
The guy comes he's wearing his pants. If he bends over, you're going to see his ass crack. He's one of these guys. And he gets on the stand, and they ask him. They say, did you build the replica of the bathroom? Yeah. Would you please go over to the replica now and show us exactly how wide it is? 6'5". Well, Mark Chimura is something like 6'5" himself. And what the girl, I think, is saying is that he pounced on her. And what the defense, at least in my mind, is proving is that it would be physically impossible in this space for him to have done what she said. Now, I'm not saying that I don't think Lester Burnham is guilty.
You know, it's funny when you say that. And I think the other way. You know, I think that... You know, all the more reason for something to happen, because if you're jammed into that small space, it's a much more intimate gathering.
However, here's the last thing I heard on Court TV, was this is how Lester Burnham might end up being screwed. That the jurors... Oh, hold on. Before I tell you that, the other thing I got to tell you is that Lester Burnham's attorney is saying to the girl, have you been watching any of this on Court TV? Oh, yeah. And, of course, the judge has ordered that she's not supposed to follow any of this.
Right.
And she goes, oh, yeah. He goes, who have you watched testify? And she starts naming off the girl. Rosa, Lisa, Melinda. Oh, really? So you've watched that on TV. Has no one told you not to watch it? No. Have you read about this in the newspaper? Oh, yeah. Have you read about the accounts of the trial in the newspaper? Oh, yeah. When's the last time you read about it? This morning.
Oh, my God.
So I'm watching this and I'm thinking, Mike, you know, Jesus, they didn't prep this girl very good for this thing.
Mm-hmm. No.
They didn't prep her well at all. And I don't know, I had another real tangent point I was going to make, but I know what it is. The way the law is written, and the jurors don't know this law, that if he's convicted of rape, he can get 10 years.
Okay.
If he's convicted of asking a minor to come in a bathroom with him, he can get 30 years.
Ooh.
So what they're saying is, and that's a law that they've set up mainly for pedophiles.
Right.
Although the law goes from toddler to 17.
Mm-hmm.
The people on the jury, they might say, you know what, we don't think he raped her, but we do think that he enticed her into the bathroom.
Which is, I think, he hasn't disputed that, has he? Or is he disputing that?
They don't know if they're going to put him on the stand or not.
Oh, my God.
So what they're saying is, they think now the way that the jury is seeing the evidence, the jury might think that they're doing him a favor by coming down with this one choice, when in reality...
It's going to be a tougher deal. Is there a mandatory sentence with that?
30 years.
Oh, my God. Wow.
30 years of the can for
You know, it's amazing, isn't it, when you watch court TV or you watch any trial coverage and you realize just how complicated the law is?
Very.
It's really amazing. It's truly amazing.
But it was just a fascinating way to spend a sick day yesterday watching this. And because you couldn't see the girl... You could only hear.
Right.
So now the defense is putting on its, it was at the prosecution, or was it the prosecution had her?
The prosecution was done. This is now
This is now the defense, so we're getting close to the end, probably.
Yeah, these are Lester Burnham's guys.
Right.
And you said you know what the guy got sentenced to, the skier?
You know, it doesn't say in this story, it simply says, oh, here it is, up to 6 years in prison. There's the answer, up to 6 years in prison.
Well, I thought it was either 3 or 6.
He could face up to 6 years. He's supposed to be sentenced today.
Okay,
all right. All it says here is that he was convicted and that he faces up to 6 years. So apparently that sentence hasn't specifically been handed down yet.
Okay,
gotcha. All right, Buzz. Well, enough with this heavy stuff. I want to try to start today. Oh, and we have the tape of Lisa in Baltimore.
Good.
Hello, dear hon. At the Ravens Parade, and we'll get to that. And Rob tells me there's some great stuff we're going to want to hear. But I do want to try to start today with a Don and Mike exclusive. Now, On Monday, we did break the story about the couple in Kentucky that thought they had Colonel Sanders' recipe.
Yes.
Now, on Tuesday morning, again, while laying in sick bed, I got real pissed off when I turned on the Today Show.
They were on. I saw the same interview. They were interviewed.
So, you know, it does us no good to call these people now, since obviously they've already been on television.
Well, you know, what were your impressions of that interview? I came away thinking there's greed on both sides.
Yeah.
You know, they both were kind of like, I hated the PR person for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
When we found out that they had the recipe, we asked them if they would like to donate it to the Colonel Sanders Museum.
When they said that they were going to sell it themselves, that's when we discovered that it wasn't the real recipe.
Right. It's just 11 herbs and spices for chicken.
Hey, listen, who wants to go to a goddamn Colonel Sanders Museum?
I would go.
Okay, I see two hands in front of me. Yeah. One hand, all right, Rob, too. Yeah. All right, let me just say, these two hands, Mike, Rob, I'm not surprised. It's like a Buzz. You may be ashamed to know you today.
The only thing I like better than bacon is fried chicken.
What could there possibly be, though, at a Colonel Sanders restaurant museum worth seeing? I mean, you might as well go to Twitty City.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. I feel close to the Colonel since we played that tape for so many years.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Entirely different.
Hi, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hello.
I was wondering if, going back to the March of Mirrors thing, if you'd let me, is if he has noticed the attitude that the girls came in coming up with when they were asking about March of Mirrors and the rumors that, you know, she didn't like him or whatever. She's not snippy with the lawyer.
Yeah.
If you just noticed that part.
That's another thing that didn't really help her case. And again...
Was this the prosecution lawyer or the defense lawyer?
Defense lawyer.
But she was snippy with the defense lawyer?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she knows that's the enemy. I mean, anybody's going to be snippy with the defense lawyer.
And again, you know, by watching it on TV, we're not getting the total picture because you're only hearing the audio. You're not able to see what her facial expressions are. But yeah, she was very snippy.
Right.
Very pissed off. At one point, this guy, and Chimura's lawyer is a big, fat guy, one of those guys like with a walrus chin. He just got blubber and blubber and blubber. And he says to her, have you talked, when he was asking her about if she's talked about the case, have you talked about anybody up here? She says, oh, yeah, I've talked about you.
Oh, wow.
And then he turned to the court and he said, I don't think we need to hear that. And he got a big laugh. But Jesus, what a show that is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I think what their intention is in the bathroom scene is to bring in a life-size mannequin of Mark Chimura. That's what they were talking about yesterday. They obviously perched some kind of a mannequin or something the same size as Chimura.
Will he be fully turgid? Will the mannequin be fully turgid?
Well, they don't have a ceiling on them bathrooms, so maybe. Hey, did you see the Anna Nicole Smith news break during court TV today?
Yeah, what a mess she is, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many great court things going on
I mean, it's pretty much, that's hence court TV. You've always got something going on.
Will you quit yelling at me before I answer?
Yeah, and say, she looks real good, doesn't she?
She got beefy?
It's not that, I mean, she's always been beefy.
Yeah, she's always been big boned.
But, you know, you would think if you're going to be in court and you know you're going to be on TV, you might want to fix yourself up a little bit.
Yeah, she's just looking a little sloppy.
Yeah.
Well, she looks like a whore.
Yeah, okay.
Well, hey, I mean, like, that's a change.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey. I don't want to really rip on you. I like the show a lot.
Oh, here we go.
But, yes, my preface. Before I tell you that I'm really not looking forward to the next month of hell when you butcher the word February every day.
February.
There we go.
Okay.
It's
thank you. It's the first nitpicker of the day.
I'm Mr. Nitpicker.
He's nitpicking about something that hasn't even happened yet.
But it's going to happen. I'm savoring the last day of my sanity.
Is that the sole purpose of this call?
It is the sole purpose.
Is February? I have always had problems, too.
Well,
I want a definitive word on the proper pronunciation of that month.
Hey,
is it February?
February. Yes.
Buzz, what is the proper...
Listen, I don't care what that... I mean, we can get it here. I just want
to get it right.
But I'm going to keep saying it the same way.
You're butchering it.
I don't give a frig.
It's not a big deal, is it, sir? I mean, most people do say February, even though it's February. I think it should be February.
And I know people who say library and people who say ambulance.
Yeah, right. Those are bad.
Don't forget about axe.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Well,
I think for years and years and years, I said February. That's incorrect, right? February is incorrect. February is correct.
February.
Right.
February. Listen, and
yes.
Hey, hello, douchebag.
I've never even paid attention. I have never paid attention until this moment. How do you say it?
Okay, let me just tell everybody again. We are doing a show, okay? February, okay? I can say it the way the way that most people say it, February.
I would appreciate in the next month you would...
No,
you would,
for a goof, for years and years, I have said February, okay? And for the record, I think during the month of February, I believe I'll say it once a day when we come on the air.
February.
And tell you what day it is.
February.
So you're talking about, you're already calling to bust my balls about one word that will be spoken one time a day for 28 days.
Sir, how would you pronounce the tropical red plant that is given away at Christmas time?
Oh, it's a poinsettia.
See, there's a popular school of thought
that says poinsettia.
Says poinsettia. Either way is correct. According to the dictionary.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, thank you, Buzz. Yes, thank you, Buzz. Hey, a goodbye, douchebag.
That's Mr. Douchebag to you.
Douchebag.
So all the years I've been saying February, that's not correct.
February.
You actually have to put the R in there. The first choice by the dictionary, the first choice for pronunciation is February. Their second choice, also
February,
also acceptable, February, like drinking a brew, February.
February.
I thought that was the first. So what's the first choice again? February.
Hold on.
February.
What have I been saying? February.
You're saying February.
That's right. Thank you.
We're splitting hairs.
February. Yeah, and they're curly. February.
Have a nice day, gentlemen.
Oh, thanks.
F you.
Thanks to you, we will.
F you. Well, F you. Well, then F you.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, gentlemen, good afternoon. I was just calling. I'm a lawyer here in Washington and was watching the coverage, and a lot of my peers were, and we got together today in the office and think that there was some testimony from her yesterday that automatically created a reasonable doubt, and all of us are convinced he's going to get off.
Well, that's
like he already got off.
That's the feeling I had. I mean, I think he was wrong to be there.
What about him pulling her into the bathroom, though? That's incontrovertible, right?
It's controvertible, but here's the part of the testimony that's going to create a reasonable doubt in the juror's mind. There was a rumor in town, supposedly, that Chimera had impregnated somebody, and when asked about it by the defense counsel and why she had spread it, she said, well, she was explaining she hated the guy and didn't like him and wanted to spread it to hurt him. And then when asked more about the rumor, she said, hey, I didn't make up the rumor, I just spread it. And when he followed up and said, that was pretty vicious, wasn't it? Why'd you go to such great lengths? And she explained she really wanted to. He asked her, all right, why wouldn't you go to great lengths to lie here in this courtroom and make up this entire story? She had no answer. She just was flustered. I don't know. He raped me.
And also, the question of how she got in the bathroom, that's something that she couldn't answer either. They said, did Mr. Chimura grab you and bring you into the bathroom? I don't know.
She really said, I don't know.
I mean, that sucks. If anybody had...
She was drunk, right?
I mean, yeah, she was drunk, right. and he was drunk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and there's no doubt that the guy...
They have witnesses that say that saw what happened?
No.
Like, as far as outside, that saw her go into the bathroom?
I didn't hear of any yesterday.
No.
I'm just, you know, listen, I agree.
I mean, really, if the guy didn't do that, but he was in that place and he shouldn't have been there.
He should not have been there. He shouldn't have ended up in a bathroom with this girl.
Right.
Just my feeling after watching it yesterday, and
you're
I watched
gonna
it
go,
all day.
You're going to end up in the bathroom with somebody. Make sure that somebody's over 21.
I think he's going to get off. So anyway, listen, here's the story that we want to break today on our national stage.
Very good.
It comes to us from Danville, Kentucky. Police are seeking a customer who paid for a $2 order at a Dairy Queen with a phony $200 bill featuring a picture of President George W. Bush on it and under the White House, a lawn sign that says, so it's got Bush and a picture of the White House, and in front of the White House, it had a sign in the lawn saying, we like broccoli. Now, the reason the police are looking for this guy is that when he bought his DQ Blizzard...
Right. Oh, fantastic ice cream product.
He received $198 in change.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He must have been laughing all. Hey, not only did he get a Blizzard, which is my number one choice when I go to DQ. It's a Butterfinger Blizzard.
Who would be stupid enough to take a $200 bill?
Buzz, I don't know if you've been to a DQ recently.
We're going to call the DQ now.
God.
In Danville, Kentucky.
Fantastic.
See if anybody will talk to us. And of course, we'll put on our hats from CBS News.
Sure.
Because I don't think this story's got a lot of national play yet. Hi, is this Dairy Queen?
Yes.
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're calling from CBS News. We hope you don't mind going on the air with us. We had a question here at CBS News about the $200 bill that someone passed at your Dairy Queen yesterday.
You'll have to call back between 8 and 5 because I'm not allowed to say or talk.
It is between 8 and 5.
That could be my treat.
It is between 8 and 5. Is there a manager there we can speak with? Thank you.
We tell them it's CBS. Something tells us we could have found Mr. $200 right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
If the manager isn't available, ask to speak to the head lady, the Dairy Queen. Or maybe a man.
Not a lady, bro.
Oh, hello. Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Hi, it is between 8 and 5. Would there be anybody who would like to speak to CBS News?
No, we ain't allowed to do that. The only person who is handling the phone calls for all that would be a guy named Mike Tracy.
Tracy.
He's here between, like, 8 and 5 every day.
Well, it is between 8 and 5.
Excuse me?
It is between 8 and 5.
Yeah.
Is he there now?
He went home earlier there. He might be at the other store. He left here earlier.
He left there earlier. Oh, so can you tell me, though, is this, in fact, the Dairy Queen that took the $200 bill?
I'm sorry?
Is this the Dairy Queen that accepted the $200 bill?
Yes, it was.
Are you the person who accepted it?
No, I'm not.
You are not.
Is the person who accepted it working there today?
They sure ain't.
They sure ain't?
No.
You mean were they fired?
No.
Oh.
Is there now a sign up in the Dairy Queen saying do not accept $200 bills?
I'm sorry?
Has anybody put a sign up instructing Dairy Queen employees not to accept $200 bills?
Oh, no, they haven't.
Huh. What flavor blizzards do you offer at your Dairy Queen?
We have all kinds, probably about 30 different kinds.
Ooh. 30 different kinds of blizzard.
May I offer you a piece of advice, sir?
Yeah.
From now on, Dairy Queen should not accept any bill larger than a 120.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, don't it?
Yeah. What's your most popular blizzard?
Probably Reese's Cup.
Reese's Cup. I tell you what, I'll give you a prize if you can tell me the president who's on the $120 bill.
I don't think there is one of those, is there?
No. Come on. There is. Can you tell me the president?
I sure can.
Go ahead, let him know, Don.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. He was a president in the 1970s.
I don't know who it is.
He was from the South. He was from Plains, Georgia.
He simply couldn't handle the Inquisition. And yes, Jimmy Carter's face is on the $120 bill.
That's great.
I pay often with a $120. It's so convenient, especially, you know, if you've got like a $100 check with about 10 people at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Rob, this number here, is that where Mike Tracy is?
He should be there.
Okay.
Here we go.
We're going to call the other Dairy Queen?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, why don't you call and ask him if he'd like to go on with CBS News.
All right.
Calling the other Dairy Queen because it's between 8 and 5. It is. That seemed to stump them. It is between 8 and 5.
Shocker that they would accept a $200 bill for a $2 blizzard.
We have change for a $2. And really, when you bring if you bring like a $50 bill into a fast food establishment, doesn't it cause an uproar?
Yeah.
Usually?
I watched a Seinfeld a couple of weeks ago. Where George and Kramer are in a liquor store buying a bottle of wine, and the guy won't break 100.
Right.
So they have to go across the street to a newsstand, and Kramer ends up buying Penthouse Forum and a Clark bar. It's the one where George has his big Michelin Man jacket, and the one where Jerry finds a hair on his chocolate babka, and he breaks his 14-year record of puking, that he hasn't puked for 14 years. Who you calling, Rob?
The manager, I asked his name, and he hung up. Mike's not there, though. It must not be between 8 and 5.
Well, someone's left early. Perhaps someone just couldn't stand the heat. You know, it's funny, though. Wouldn't you love to see... I hope they release a picture of the bill.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they've got it since they accepted it.
You know, I'm wondering if this was created by the crook, or if this is something that he received, if this is some campaign literature or something like that.
You know, maybe it's something you could buy at Spencer Gifts or something like that.
Probably.
Rob's on the phone with him right now. Hold on.
My name is Rob Spiewak. I'm with CBS News, and I was just wanting to know your name so I could greet you. But I don't need your name. I was just wondering if you'd like to come on the air and discuss your $200 bill story. I understand, but we're looking for Mike Tracy. He's available. He's not available to the phone, so we're wondering if you'd like to comment. Would you come on the air with us, ma'am?
For CBS News?
For CBS? May I ask you a question off the air?
She's being
going different. Back to the other store.
Oh, he's going back to the right. He's just in between.
Any large bills at your Dairy Queen?
Ask her who's on the $120 bill.
You don't? Do you know who's on the $120 bill?
The president.
Do you know which president is on the $120 bill? There isn't no $120.
There you go.
All
right.
Bill you've ever seen, my lady.
My lady.
You've seen 1,000? Of course. And who's on that? There's no comment? It's not a comment. I'm just wondering who's on it.
Who's on the one that... No comment.
You know who it is? It's Woodrow Wilson.
He would know.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Do you really know that, Rob?
I think it is Woodrow Wilson. He's on one of the big bills. Yeah.
There are $1,000 bills?
Yes, there are.
Really?
I've seen a 500.
Right. Don't you ever watch Hollywood Squares?
No, not enough to know. I didn't know there was a $1,000 bill.
Yeah. Yes.
Is there any larger denomination than 1,000?
There's a $5,000 bill, I think.
There is?
I think so.
And then there's the $100,000 bill that has Art Linkletter on it.
I think, you know what? I think there's a $5,000 bill. What is the game show where they actually come out and count the money into the hands?
Rob, is there any way we could get the United States Treasury? I mean, we're here in Washington, D.C. Could we get the Treasury Department on the line?
Sure. You're thinking of Name That Tune.
Yeah, and it's not funny money. They would actually put real money in their hands.
They mostly did hundreds, because I remember they hit the drum beat when he won.
I'm fascinated by this. Get somebody from the National Engraving or whatever.
I know they don't print anything bigger than a 100 now, but I have actually held a 500 in my hand.
So they don't print them anymore.
No, but they do exist.
Hello, excuse me. I would like a Reese's Pieces Blizzard. Yes, to go. How much is that? $1.98? Okay, Here's a $200 bill. And then imagine the schmuck that actually counts out the change. Thank you for coming to Dairy Queen.
Hey, that's our current president, George W. Bush.
And look at the White House. There's a sign in front of the White House saying, we like broccoli.
We like broccoli with our $200 bill. But and they must have had to work hard, go through all the registers to get that change out.
Right.
I mean, they went to, you know, go underneath the little money collector, you know, to get the large bills.
Amazing. Hey, excuse me, fellow Dairy Queen employees. I'm trying to break a $200 bill.
Nobody looks at it. Where is it? You know, and what it is it's that droning thing that they do at fast food. It's almost like an amusement park worker where they no one's going to bother to see. Oh, can I see it? But you know what he probably said? He probably said, I need to break 200.
Yeah, but still.
It's so amazing. But nobody decided, could I look at it?
Very odd.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Don.
You know, that might be, hold on a second. That might be on your chain of intellectual quotient, that your Dairy Queen worker, I'm just thinking about all your fast food places.
Right.
That might be the lowest rung.
No.
That might
no
be.
No way.
What's lower?
No, I think some of your other fast food establishments would be below that. Many of your McDonald's stores now would be below that. Absolutely.
Also, Dairy Queen requires skill because they have to prepare the Blizzard and serve them upside down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I've been into many Dairy Queens, and they do. They have to do more than the average person.
But don't they have someone just working on the cash registers, though?
No. And a lot of Dairy Queens, like this one up the street you'll go into, he will greet you.
I didn't know there was one up the street.
Where is it? Right next to Montgomery Ward's, or formerly Montgomery Ward's. It's tucked into that shopping center where Today's Man in Circuit City is, right across from Ruby Tuesdays. Would you like me to get you some directions?
No,
I'm gonna play. When I'm having one of my moments where I'm going to go off my diet, I sprint to the Blizzard is like my first food choice.
I understand what you're saying, but this Dairy Queen that you're speaking of,
the one based on our interviews,
it's like in a strip mall, right?
Yes,
yes. I'm talking about like your basic Dairy Queen, like the one on Route 50 on the way to Ocean City.
Freestanding.
The standalones
were
at best, they're shacks.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even real fast food restaurants.
Yes.
They're shacks.
I understand what you're saying. But as Rob mentioned before, you still have to take into account the food preparation requirements there.
Now,
at many of the fast food places like your McDonald's, you simply have people that are responsible for taking the order. Then you have someone that's going to make the change.
You know what?
Then you have somebody who's just going to stand there and sweep up.
Listen. Here's what we should do during the break. Rob, put you in charge of this.
Okay.
Come up with a basic IQ test. General knowledge.
Okay.
Five questions.
All right.
And we'll
do the fast food survey.
We will call McDonald's, Burger King.
Taco Bell.
Hardee's. KFC.
Right.
Dairy Queen. And I think you have to include Subway in that.
And it'll be totally at random, so we will the quiz will be given to the first individual we speak with.
Yes, and we'll just find out which fast food chain has the dumbest employees.
That's good. And we can say, would you like to take the fast food quiz?
I'm going to go with Dairy Queen.
All right, Dairy Queen will be the lowest scoring?
Yes.
I'm going to go with McDonald's. No, I'm wild card here. Burger King.
Okay.
Buzz?
It's tough between McDonald's and Dairy Queen, but I'll choose Dairy Queen as the dumbest.
Rob, who are you going to go with?
Hardee's.
All right.
Hello. Yeah, what did you want to talk about? Hi.
Hey, Doug.
Hey.
I'd like to change mine.
Hold on just a second.
I have a lot of faith in the boy on this, and I'm going to change mine to Hardee's also. I'm going to go with Hardee's because I just think he's right. He gave me a look that said a million things.
And you know what? We shouldn't discount Carl's Jr. For those of us listening to us in California.
I'd like to change mine again.
To?
Carl's Jr. No, wait. Carl's Jr. has their act together.
Carl's Jr. has that guarantee. 60 seconds from the time you pull up, your food's ready.
Yeah. What part of California will we be calling? Northern California or Southern California?
Southern.
I think I'll stay with Hardee's. I'll stay with Hardee's.
Gotcha. Okay, hello.
Yeah. First, Jack in the Box or Taco Bell? Don't even speak English there.
Jack in the Box is another one we got to put down, and that might be a contender
for
Dairy Queen.
I called to let you know, in Vegas, they have this bulletproof metal case. They have $100,000 bills in there. Adds up to, I think, $1 million.
They have $100,000 bills?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bro.
Bye-bye.
$100,000?
Cool. If you get one of those, head over to Dairy Queen.
$1,000 bill.
Buy yourself a Blizzard.
I'm still waiting.
All right, well, Rob, come up with the IQ quiz. Listen, it'll take the guys a couple of minutes to do this, to come up with the questions, and then to research. And let's make them the locations throughout America.
Yeah, I think we should be totally at random.
Yeah, there should be some from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Right.
And we'll find out which, based on the IQ quiz, has the dumbest employees.
Very good.
My money, Dairy Queen, you know, two factors again.
Mm-hmm.
The Shaq factor and the $200 bill factor.
Let me ask you a question here. When's the last time you got something from Dairy Queen?
The last time would be the first time.
You haven't?
Never.
You never have?
I've never been to Dairy Queen.
Okay.
But I drive by that one on Route 50 all the time, and I see all the mooks that are lined. Hey, you know what? You want to add Dunkin' Donuts into that?
Yeah, I
we
think
should.
We could. It's not technically...
That might dumb down...
You can't get a burger. I think it ought to be everywhere where you can get some lunch.
I'd like to apologize for misinforming you all. Woodrow Wilson is on the $100,000 bill. I knew he was on a big one. Salmon Chase, the 25th U.S. Treasury Secretary, is on the $10,000. James Madison on the $5,000. Grover Cleveland on the $1,000.
All right, you bored me with that crap.
And William McKinley on the $500. None of what you're being
paid. Hey, go on the Regis show with that, okay?
Hi, Dan.
Who cares?
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
It's got to be McDonald's here in Fort Myers, Florida, where I'm calling from, Monday. They burned down the local McDonald's. One of the employees was in the break room, and he lit a pencil on fire.
Okay. I'll go with McDonald's.
I'll go with McDonald's.
All right. I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to stick with with Hardee's, like Rob said.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, last night on NBC News, they showed a picture of the front and back of that $200 bill.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, and it's one of those novelty bills that you can get in Spencer's.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it's so bad quality that they cannot even charge the person who passed it off with counterfeiting.
Right. You are effing me.
Not at all.
Quality, practical joking.
Wow.
Yep.
And, I mean, you happen to get, $190.
You went to the right place. All right, Robbie, we'll get working on that IQ quiz, please. And, we got Lisa's tape to listen to, a jam-packed show today. Clear the lines now. Time for a call 100. Prize package selected especially for you and a shot at $500 with secret song number 4. Phone number 877-365-3636. Good luck.
1 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Denise? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Oh, yes. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Of the airwaves, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now listen, I think in the next day or two we're going to be announcing our plans for Valentine's Day.
Oh, boy, it's a wonderful holiday.
We always have a special Valentine's Day show. Las Vegas-style show, as you know it, coming at Tahoe, Nevada.
Reno Tahoe-style show.
Lake Tahoe. Also, Mike, I know you're going to be excited about this.
Yes.
We're doing a Las Vegas-style show very soon in Frederick, Maryland.
Fantastic. You know how I love Frederick.
And if everything falls into place, we're going to get the Grease Man to be our opening act.
All right. Hey, that's going to be a big show.
Because that's the only place that the poor schmuck can find work these days.
Right.
It's like going to a Holiday Inn in Frederick.
Very good. Very good.
Seriously, I said to the sales guy, I said, why don't you see if Grease Man wants to come?
Book him.
And be our opening act.
Here he is. Hey, that'll get some press.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
Dan.
Dan, where are you from?
Reno.
Dan, call 100. You've won the Jackson Hewitt Tax Kit. Jack Hewitt will work hard to get what you want, every dollar you deserve. Call 1-800-234-1040 today. But wait, there's more. You also won the Blockbuster DVD rental pass. This is a great prize. One free DVD rental every day
for 30 days.
All right, thanks.
Vote for the 7th Annual Blockbuster Entertainment Awards online at www.blockbusterawards.com. Now, are you ready to go for $500?
Yep.
All right, secret song number 4, which was a top 10 record in the 1980s.
This is a tough one.
We'll play it for you now. Give you 15 seconds to identify it. Even if you don't know, give us a guess. And please don't answer until Mike sings like
Charlton Heston.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
And I happen to know when Rob's baby daughter, Julia, has trouble falling asleep, that's the song he sings to her at night.
Hey, it might be another hit.
Don't forget, the money we're giving away is courtesy of our friends at Main Street Title.
From my cold, dead hand. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, them dirty apes. Damned apes from my cold, dead hand.
Money courtesy Main Street Title, because they don't give us dick around here to give away. For $500, what's the song?
I'm going to go with Panama by Van Halen.
No. A good guess.
Thanks.
A real good guess, and we thank you. Don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
For you. Okay. Rob and I were talking during the commercials.
Yes.
We came up with the IQ test.
All right.
For the fast food people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the questions are basic knowledge. We have one sports question. I'll just give them to you. What's the normal body temperature for a human?
Mm-hmm. 98.6.
Okay. I'm sorry you got that wrong.
All right.
Who's on the $50 bill?
Ben Franklin.
Grant.
Okay, I'm 0 for 2.
What's the capital of Nevada?
Las Vegas.
Are you playing dumb?
Yes.
Carson City.
Hi-yo.
This is Carson City. No, I'm not playing dumb.
What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
Dodge.
And who won last year's Super Bowl?
Green Bay.
The Rams.
Sorry.
You should go get your resume in a Dairy Queen, Mike.
Those questions are...
You got 4 out of 5 wrong.
I know. I can't believe I did, but I did. I'm sorry.
All right, now we just got to come up with...
I think we ought to come up with dumber questions.
I believe that those questions are pretty freaking dumb.
Well, they could be dumber.
Mm-hmm. No. Listen, the two dumbest questions are... A 98.6.
Right.
I'm sorry, that's a dumb question.
Okay.
And who doesn't know that it's the Dodge Neon?
Well, yeah, I knew that one.
Okay,
I had that one right.
Those two are dumb. The Rams. I mean,
I always...
That's pretty easy.
Let me just tell you this about that question. I always forget the Super Bowl winners. I forget them. They, especially if it's a blowout or it just, they run together. Super Bowls mm-hmm. tend to run together.
We're doing this. Rob wanted to make it tons tougher.
He did.
This was the battle I came up with to make it as easy as possible.
But I mean, what I'm simply saying is for comedic value, if you made the questions dumber, it might be more fun. Like, for example, who won this year's Super Bowl?
Yeah, but they'll get that.
Well, I don't know about that. I really don't know about that.
We're doing I tell you what, if we do like 10 stores and nobody gets any of these right,
okay,
then we'll come back with the all moron edition.
All right, okay, very
but
good.
Let's at least try this.
I am officially a moron, though.
Because I bet most people working in a fast food store know that the body temperature for humans is 98.6.
See, and I was thinking, you know, for Las Vegas and Carson City, the capital of Las Vegas, I mean, the capital of Nevada, I was thinking the capital of the United States. Just because I think what you guys don't realize is just how dumb the people that work in these places are. And those are super. You know what I'm saying?
No.
The real dumb questions. I mean, those are quite. For example, Nevada, the capital of Nevada. Not an easy question.
Most people, if surveyed, probably wouldn't know.
Right.
All right, then that's a tough one. So let's say you got two toughies out of the 5.
Right.
Who's on the $50 bill?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the capital of Nevada?
Okay. What if we change the body temperature one to how many digits does the average human have?
Wait, no.
I'm laughing. Let me tell you why I'm laughing.
Body temperature is good, though.
Because
you're asking a question about digits, and people are going to think, you know, people might not know what digits
exactly.
are. And that's funny, you know. Now, what would the answer to that? Would it be 20 or 10?
20. 20.
It would be 20 because you count the toes as digits.
Right.
Digits.
All right, then we'll go with that as a sixth question.
All right.
Okay. All right, so that'll be the sixth question. Total.
You have to give yourself more credit, you see. You have to say, just because you know it doesn't mean everybody knows it.
I didn't know the grant question.
But you knew the, you didn't know the grant question.
No, I had no friggin' idea.
Okay. But you know your states and capitals because you put that in Jeopardy every week.
Yeah, so and
you
also,
know,
because
you know those by heart.
Well, I went to high school.
Well, no, but I went to college. I mean, you don't remember stuff like that. A lot of stuff goes in and out, you know, in one ear and out. The states and capitals especially. I mean, it's easy to forget. You could probably ask me five states and capitals, and I'd probably get four out of five wrong.
That's one of the trickiest states and capitals because everyone immediately thinks Vegas.
Yeah, and it is, and it confuses you.
How many,
Carson City is a very obscure capital.
How many digits
on the average human body?
On the average human body.
The average human body. Gotcha.
All right, going now. I want to redeem myself. Ask me, please. Ask me states and capitals, and just you know them off the top of your head.
Alaska.
Top one from Juno.
Okay, so you got that. Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
See? You're doing good at this.
Well, I just wanted to redeem myself. I wanted to really redeem myself after not knowing the capital of Nevada.
Okay.
Very embarrassed. I don't care about the $50 bill because I don't.
Florida.
Tallahassee.
How many digits does Dennis Murphy have?
15.
Yeah, I suppose.
No, Dennis would have, doesn't he have 20? Oh, no, 15. No, you're right, 15. I forgot he's missing a hand.
Yeah.
That was an
interesting process. No. Yeah. No.
All right, let's start the IQ quiz.
Very good.
Okay?
Here we go.
We are calling. We'll start in New York at Burger King.
Okay. This was my first choice. I backed off and went with Rob's choice of Hardee's.
The Burger King in New York.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached, area code...
All right, we've got...
You'd be scoring this, Buzz?
Yeah, I will. I will score the various fast food establishments. First, we're calling BKNY.
Nope.
No? We've changed?
Maybe you heard. The number is disconnected.
Ah.
So we're going with Roy Rogers.
Yeah. Okay, nobody voted for Roy Rogers, right?
Nope.
I see. You're going to get a low score here. Could be wrong.
In D.C.
The fast food quiz.
Roy Rogers.
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We were wondering if you would mind helping us out on the radio for a second, if you got time to answer six quick fast food IQ questions.
I don't know if it's legit.
It's just fun. It's just fun. This is the Don and Mike show, and we're just having fun on the radio with this. And if you'd like to be the very first one, you know, we're not going to give your name or anything like that. What?
How long is it going to take?
30 seconds.
All right, hurry up.
What is the normal body temperature for a human?
98.6.
Who is on the $50 bill?
Just Grant.
What is the capital of Nevada?
Carson City.
What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
Neon? Plymouth.
No. Who won last year's Super Bowl?
Rams.
How many digits are on the average human body?
How many digits?
Yes.
What a digit.
Give me a guess.
Four.
I'm sorry you received a passing grade, 4 out of 6.
Okay.
Congratulations, though. I think that's going to hold up very well.
Very nice.
You represented Roy Rogers. Is this Roy Rogers?
Yes, it is.
You represented Roy Rogers quite nicely.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay.
And actually, it was close. Dodge and Plymouth, aren't they kind of the same thing?
Same company, I think. I'm just feeling real bad about myself right now.
That guy got Carson City.
I know, and he got Grant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I said Ben Franklin. Who was on the $100 bill? Right?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I got no idea.
A Benjamin. A Benjamin, as they call it.
Okay.
In the hood.
A Benjamin. Now we're going to try...
Oh, I feel bad.
KFC.
98.7. What was I thinking?
You've been ill.
And you've had a fever.
No,
I haven't had a fever. My kid had a fever.
KFC is busy.
I've been reading 101 all week.
Okay, we are going to try a Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, here we go. This is Don's choice as the dumbest fast food establishment. We'll see what happens.
In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Ah, very good. Good choice. Lisa picked the cities at random.
Ah,
it's good. It's a good choice.
Where's the phone?
Well, they might not be even be open.
Aren't lots of Dairy Queens like seasonal?
Yes, yes, yes. They are.
None of the residents.
It could have been. Okay, how about a, let's go Taco Bell, Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay. Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. Right now, Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
I mean, in the clear lead, that's going to be tough to beat.
Taco Bell. Fast food IQ test. Come on.
Come on, Taco Bell.
Now we're rooting just for them to answer the telephone.
The first person to take the quiz did a very good job.
Taco Bell?
Yes, hi, Taco Bell.
Yes?
This is the Don and Mike radio show from The Peak. And we're on the air right now. We hope you don't mind that. Hope you're fine with that. You're cool with that. Would you have 30 seconds? We're calling fast food restaurants throughout America. Would you have 30 seconds to represent Taco Bell and answer six general knowledge questions for us?
It'll take only 30 seconds of your time.
30 seconds? Would you like my boss to do it?
No, you.
You. Our rule is we take the first person that answers the phone.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Question number one. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What is the normal body temperature for a human?
98.6 degrees.
Correct. Who is on the $50 bill?
The $50 bill, Ulysses Grant.
Correct. What is the capital of Nevada?
Nevada? Las Vegas?
Las Vegas, I am sorry. What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
The Neon, gosh.
Correct. Who won last year's Super Bowl?
Last year's Super Bowl...
There is no time limit.
It's important. If he gets it, he ties Roy Rogers. Take your time.
Oh, thank you.
So would you like to pass and come back to it?
Yes.
All right, there's one other question. How many digits are on the average human body?
How many digits?
Yeah.
How many digits, yes?
10.
How many?
10.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Sorry, 20.
Yes, you had it on the second try.
Right.
Would you like to go back now? Who won last year's Super Bowl?
I don't know what that is. Last year's Super Bowl.
Are you a big football fan?
The Rams?
The Rams.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Correct. Thank you for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye.
One short of Roy Rogers, right? Or did he tie Roy Rogers?
It's a tie.
He had four.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did have four.
He also had four out of six. And the digits thing, he got when he caught himself.
Yeah, so, but unfortunately, the first answer he gave you was 10.
Right.
So which is not an unusual answer, I think, for that. You think of digits as being fingers.
But that's okay if they tie, because we're just trying to determine the stupidest.
Right.
Not the smartest.
I think that person's out there, Rob.
Oh, I know they are.
I think he's sitting right across from Don today.
No.
McDonald's. Los Angeles.
Oh, good.
If you please.
This is my choice.
This is Buzz's choice. Yes, look how quickly Buzz lunged to volunteer that one.
Here we go.
I'd like to quit the McDonald's down the street.
Yeah. Oh.
Me too.
You know what? To be fair, we should get the number of that McDonald's.
No, that's unfair.
Yeah.
Because we know how dumb they are.
Yeah. Senorita Lunch Hook. With their big, long fingernails.
God. All right, Lisa, you got to find another McDonald's, please.
Now, here's a question.
Yep.
Because this could skew it. Is there an English-speaking requirement?
No.
So, in other words, if the person is unable to speak the language...
I think then we'd ask for someone else.
Okay, but then there was an English-speaking requirement. We have to get at least one English-speaking person.
All right, Jack in the Box. Fresno.
Fresno, California.
Right. Pretty much we're calling all the cities we broadcast to.
Good afternoon, Jack in the Box.
Yes, hi, Jack in the Box. This is the Don and Mike show. We're on the radio right now in Fresno on KFIG. Hope that's okay with you. We're calling fast food restaurants across America.
Having kind of a competition today.
To see who's the smartest. We have six questions, and we're wondering if you had 30 seconds to try to answer six general knowledge questions.
Okay, shoot.
Beautiful. Thank you. What is the normal body temperature for a human?
98.6.
That's right. Who is on the $50 bill?
Ben Franklin.
I'm sorry, no. What is the capital of Nevada?
Reno.
Sorry, no. What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
Dodge.
Correct. Who won last year's Super Bowl?
St. Louis Rams.
Correct. How many digits are on the average human body?
How many what?
Digits.
Don't know.
Don't know. Would you like to offer a guess? You might get it.
I can't even understand the word you said.
Digits, D-I-G-I-T-S.
How many digits on the human body?
Yes.
Five.
Five.
I'm sorry.
Maybe in some foreign countries. Thank you for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye. Buzz, how did Jack in the Box score?
He got three right, so he's just one behind the other two fast food places we
but
called.
But so far, Jack in the Box, the dumbest fast food chain.
So right. far. All right, let's do one more before the break.
Did you go for Hardee's?
We got to get a different number. The Hardee's didn't answer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tough to find Hardee's.
Yeah.
Who are we calling?
McDonald's.
McDonald's in L.A.?
Nope. Green Bay.
Green Bay.
They didn't pick up in L.A.
Hello, McDonald's for Father.
Yes. Hi, McDonald's. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're live on the air right now on WNFL. And I hope that's okay with you. We're calling fast food restaurants throughout America with a little a general information quiz. If you have 30 seconds to answer a couple of general knowledge questions.
Not really.
It'll just take 30 seconds of your time. We've gotten Roy Rogers. We've gotten Jack in the Box. We're having a lot of fun.
Seconds, I'll have you talk to our main manager.
No, see, we don't want a manager. We want a regular employee.
I'm a manager.
Oh, can we get a regular employee?
They're all kind of busy right now.
All right, well, then how about the man? You have 30 seconds, six general knowledge
Not
questions.
Really, I got pills to count. Thank you, anyways.
Do you think Kimura's guilty?
Hey, shocker.
There you go. There's that McDonald's attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, still
from
counts.
Top to bottom.
All right, Lisa, find another McDonald's, please.
They're all over the place. Find the one down the street.
No, not the one down the street, Mike. And let's try a Wendy's.
Okay, I think Wendy's is going to score very high.
Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
There are Hardee's in Wichita. We're still looking. Hardee's in Wichita.
Of course.
That's right.
5 for 5.
6 for 6.
All right, Wendy's, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, South Florida.
Here we go.
Very good chance we've got to struggle just to find someone who speaks the language.
Let's find out what happens.
They are on the phone.
Busy. Taking one of those Wendy's carry-out orders.
All right.
What about pizza establishments?
Hold on, Mike. I got one just for you.
Okay.
Checkers.
Oh, come on. Now, come on.
Boy, where? What part of the world?
Here.
Here?
Maryland.
Maryland.
Although I saw them all over Tampa Bay.
Yep. Okay, I'm excited about
that. I know you're a Checkers fan.
I am. This is like a relative of mine who's going to be taking this quiz.
Wait, they're not the best at answering the
phone. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Checkers. This is the Don and Mike Show from WJFK.
We're big fans of Checkers.
And we're on the air right now. Hope you don't mind that. We're calling various fast food restaurants across America.
Uh-huh.
Doing a little general knowledge quiz. Would you have 30 seconds to answer 6 questions to represent Checkers?
Sure.
Great.
Excellent.
What is the normal body temperature for a human?
Normal body temperature for a human?
Yes.
98.
Okay. Who is on the $50
bill? $50
bill
is Ben Franklin.
Okay. You're doing great. What is the capital of Nevada?
Nevada, Las Vegas.
You're 3 for 3. What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
The Neon Dodge.
Okay. Who won last year's Super Bowl?
Last year's Super Bowl were the Rams, St. Louis Rams.
Right. Last question. How many digits on the average human body?
How many what?
Digits. D-I-G-I-T-S.
Wait, repeat that.
How many digits are on the average human body?
Digits,
you know, digits. Take all the time you want.
D-I-G-I-T-S. How many digits?
D-I-G-I-T-S.
None.
Oh. Okay, thank you for your time.
Damn.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Oh, no. I was so hopeful.
He's not. He can't be working the drive-thru.
That's for sure.
No.
What was the score, Buzz? Two right answers.
Two out of six.
Checkers is our dumb leader. Right
oh,
on.
No.
Someone's on the inside line. Hello.
Oh, you know what? That's
that's one of those things. We called somebody on this line. They called back.
Somebody's got to be Checkers.
We got to. We should have asked him how many digits he had in his nose.
We got a break.
We'll come up with the numbers for the other fast food places when we come right back.
Number one Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just like letting their audiences stand out there like that. Oh my God. Okay. So let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, no. What are they doing? Oh, my Panthers are showing my groove. I thought they were going to... I know. Well, I'm just not going to stand out. I thought they were going to vamp. Okay. Okay, thanks. This is retarded.
Fucking Faye Unkay. Get me brave.
Ears Faye.
As enigmatic as Buzz Burbank's so-called belly button. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to it. Yeah. Incidentally, our phones are throbbing. That technically, the Neon was originally built by Plymouth.
Oh.
The Plymouth Neon. I always thought it was the Dodge Neon.
Yeah. I think I said, like, they're the same company. I thought it was Dodge Neon.
Yeah, Chrysler.
Also, but
Daimler Chrysler.
People have called and said that technically it was, at first, Plymouth, so Buzz.
Yes.
That means the guy from, I don't remember which place.
Roy Rogers moves into the smartest category with 5 out of 6 correct
five
answers.
5 out of 6?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
I bet you that that's what everybody calling us right now.
Yes.
Is calling to say.
Probably.
Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, we don't have Hardee's in Wichita anymore. You have to find something else.
They don't?
No, they went out of business because they were so bad.
Sorry.
No,
right. No, that's a crime.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was calling to say that when you say digit, that messes up everybody because that means...
What does it mean?
A larger number.
What?
When you say digits, that stands for a larger number, like...
No. Digits also stands for fingers and toes. Buzz, would you please go to the dictionary?
3 digits. I make 3 digits a week.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz,
like $100.
Digit. The first definition I'm looking at says a finger or toe. Look it up in the dictionary, sir.
Bingo. There it is. All right. That's digit. All right. Are we clear?
Clear that up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have
your show.
Call back in February. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
First time caller. Hey, good to talk to y'all.
Thank you.
Boy, what's y'all's issue on the Georgia flag?
Oh, come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you've got to include one of the fried fish places.
I'd like to weigh in on the Georgia flag controversy.
Yeah.
I'd like that flag to be changed to a rainbow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I changed the whole flag.
Yes.
I think there's only one person in this room who's upset with what Georgia had to say.
Right. Why can't the whole thing be the Confederate flag?
Hello.
Yeah, you've got to include one of the fried fish places like Long John's or Arthur Treacher's. They have some morons working.
Yeah, but that's more of a restaurant,
right?
Long John Silver's.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, are you guys still calling the fast food joint?
Yes,
that's more of a restaurant.
Yes, we are.
Try a Dunkin' Donuts in Upper Marlboro. I can give you the number. They've got the biggest knucklehead there.
You know
what? Stop it.
We decided the Dunkin' Donuts doesn't count as a fast food place. I already brought that one up.
You can't get yourself some lunch.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was calling, y'all forgot about Bojangles. There's this Bojangles down below where I work, and they have to be the dumbest.
Okay, we'll call Bojangles and Cajuns.
Hello.
Okay.
Don and Mike Show.
K-J-I-N-S.
Hello.
Hey,
I tell Don and Mike, good thing Mr. Smithers didn't take his $1 trillion bill to Dairy Queen in Kentucky.
All right, we'll tell them that.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Smithers or Mr. Burns?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mr. Show. Burns.
Buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Turn your radio down, please.
Call both.
You got to call Wiener Schnitzel out here in Sacramento.
They're Wiener
Schnitzel. We got some damn dummies working there.
All right. Your Wiener Schnitzel will add to the list.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just want to let you know that Plymouth has now ceased to exist. They quit making Plymouth. So that's a kind of a trick question.
We will accept Dodge or Plymouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and are you going to call Spokane? Because it'll be 6 out of 6. Anywhere you call.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Well, wow. That's interesting. A vote of confidence for the fast food place.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, wouldn't your Jimmy be considered a digit?
Wouldn't your what?
Your Jim, sure.
Your rod?
Yeah.
Your Schwanstucker?
Whatever.
Your heat-seeking moisture missile? Your one-eyed warrior?
The purple, whatever you guys called it before, yep.
The purple-headed, purple-helmeted, yeah.
Your Terminator?
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
All right, well.
No, it's finger or toe. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Have you got anybody for McDonald's yet?
We're hung up on it because.
No, we got a number.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody's got their own favorite place.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you definitely need to call Bernie Streeter's Arby's because he treats his employees with a dignity and a respect that has been transferred to all of his employees.
Okay. All right. That's funny, but only funny to 5 people.
Bernie Streeter's Arby's restaurants where he treats his employees with a dignity and respect that's passed along to you, the customer.
Now, the curly fries, I can't eat.
And I'm limiting myself to one milkshake a month.
All right, let's get back to this. Let's try a Hardee's.
Ah, here we go. Robin, my vote for the dumbest, but thanks to Checkers, there's a fly in the ointment.
And this is in,
oh, it's busy.
Newport News.
Somebody probably left the phone off the hook.
Here we go, yes. McDonald's.
Oh, good.
Wichita.
All right.
Very good.
Actually, this one will probably do well, but I'll stick with my vote.
Oh, yeah. It'll do well because it's in Wichita.
That's right.
Right. Forget Monk and I have been to your hometown. We've been to Wichita a few times. And they're busy, too.
Not to mention the fact that we've been taking calls for, like, 8 years.
All right.
Hey, here. How are you?
Ooh, yeah. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell in what part of the country?
Greenville.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Did we talk to them?
We had a Bell before. I don't know if we talked to South Carolina.
That would be it. Then let me see. Let me try the Wendy's again.
Okay. Wendy's.
Hi. Hey, this is Dave Thomas.
We're looking for Wendy's, Hardee's, and Mickey D's.
92 degrees. That's my body temperature. But I'll give you a biggie fries.
And a DQ.
Hello, Wendy's.
Yeah, hi, Wendy's. Is this Wendy's in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes, please.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're doing a national radio show right now. We're on the air. Hope that's okay with you. How are you today?
Okay, how are you doing?
We're doing great. We're calling fast food restaurants across America and asking a general knowledge questionnaire of less than 30 seconds, 6 questions. Would you have 30 seconds to represent Wendy's?
1 second, okay?
Hmm.
1 minute.
Okay.
Busy at Wendy's in Fort Lauderdale.
Do this radio service.
Oh, no, she's going to get somebody.
Well, see, technically, there's got to be an asterisk put next to her name to this Wendy's.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hi. 6 questions for you, sir. And you're on the air with the Don and Mike Show.
How are you today?
From Westwood One. We're doing great. We're calling fast food restaurants across America. 6 general knowledge questions.
You'll be competing for Wendy's today.
Can you tell us, what is the normal body temperature for a human? What is the normal body temperature for a human?
Sir, are you there?
Oh,
I can't even hear him.
What is the normal body temperature for a human?
Normal body temperature.
Uh-huh. We will accept I don't know if you don't know the answer. You don't know?
115.
Oh. Who is on the $50 bill?
$50 bill. What's that man's name?
He's getting help.
Yes, that's okay.
Yeah.
They helped him out with the 115 bus.
Yeah. That's fine.
And remember, they can take all the time they want. He's taking it seriously. You know, I hope all the fast food restaurants are doing this.
Hold on for a moment. Hello?
Take all the time you need, sir. Somebody's in the drive-thru. What?
Hello?
Yes. Do you have an answer? Would you like to pass?
Grant.
Okay. What is the capital of Nevada?
Take all the time you need.
Or simply guess.
I don't even know where Nevada is.
Okay.
All right.
Let's
say you don't know. Very good.
What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
Okay.
We must accept 115 as an answer.
I'm pressing the phone in my ear.
Grant is on the
phone. I said Grant.
Yeah.
Hello?
We have another question for you. Listen carefully.
What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
What else?
Are you there, sir?
Yes. I'm trying to hear what you...
Yes.
Okay.
It's what auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
Would you like to pass?
Huh?
He's asking.
Take all the time.
Plymouth. Who won last year's Super Bowl?
Who won who?
Who won last year's Super Bowl?
I don't know about sports. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
I don't know. That's okay.
Oh, this is like Family Feud.
Who won the Super Bowl last year?
We put it up for committee and they're still having trouble with it. See, as I mentioned before, it's a difficult question. No, it's not. Boy, they're polling the entire restaurant.
115 is my favorite answer. We've gotten thus far yet, though.
Well, it's a warm climate now.
The Jets.
Very good.
Good answer. Final question. How many digits are on the average human body?
How many what?
Digits. D-I-G-I-T-S.
Digit.
How many digits are on the average human body?
You tell me what this guy's saying. I don't know what he's saying.
Take all the time you need.
No, I'm trying to hear the question.
All right, the question is, how many digits are on the average human body?
How many digits?
Yes.
Digits. D-I-G-I-T-S. Digits.
Numbers.
On a human body.
I don't know. How many bones are on your body?
Would you like to guess?
How many bones are on your body? I don't know. Ask them. The girl said no. Ask the girl what the... Ask the girl what they had to count.
Okay.
Ask how many bones are on your body.
How many bones are in the human body?
Okay, let him get the answers.
That's right. We might get a good big number here again.
115.
You said hello?
Yes.
How many
digits are on the average human body?
464.
464.
Very good.
Okay, final bonus question. Do you always wash your hands before you prepare the food?
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
Excellent. Good. Wait, nicely done. You represented Wendy's well.
You did well.
Okay.
Thank you.
That last one was stupid.
464 digits.
Uh-huh.
115 temperature.
Right. Now, what was their total, though? Because I think they beat Checkers.
They got two right answers, so they're tied with Checkers.
Very good.
But they had the wackier answers.
Okay, very good. All right. Checkers, you're not distinguished as the only dumb one.
Not the worst.
Let's go back to McDonald's.
All right, we're going to try another McDonald's now, see if they don't hang up on us. McDonald's so far, shocker. People too busy to speak with us.
And Rob, would you give me a Dairy Queen somewhere that's open? She got me one at Harrisburg that didn't answer. Oh, no, got another one. Great.
Calling McDonald's now.
Here we go. And we also have another.
Donald Tyler.
Yes, this is McDonald's?
Yes.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show from KFH. Wichita, Kansas.
How are you today?
Great.
Hi, we're on the air right now. Hope that's okay with you. We're doing a survey of fast food restaurants throughout America. Six general knowledge questions. Would you have 30 seconds?
No general knowledge.
Excuse me?
I have no general knowledge.
Well, just give away. You want to just give it a whack?
Is it very easy questions to represent McDonald's?
It'll only take 30 seconds.
Okay.
For instance, what is the normal body temperature for a human?
That's so good.
Take all the time you need.
And you can ask your coworkers if you like. After all, they did at Wendy's.
It's a radio station talking about the body temperature of a human.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do what now?
What is the normal body temperature for a human?
Now, you can coach the young lady, but we must have the young lady because she's the one taking the quiz.
Okay, that's all you need the answer to?
No, there are six questions total.
It's a 30-second quiz.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, we must have the young lady.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Thank you.
Take all the time you need.
Hello?
Yes. What is the normal body temperature?
98.6. Uh-huh.
Very good.
Who is on the $50 bill?
Who is on the $50 bill? Who's on the
$50
bill? $50.
That's a dollar.
We have no
50. It's a
grant.
You're 2 for 2, honey.
Very good. Good answer.
What is the capital of Nevada?
What's the capital of Nevada? That's Idaho.
Take all the time you need.
Please move as fastly as quickly as possible.
Move as quickly as possible?
As fastly as possible. 1:15.
Can we come back to that one?
Yes, you can pass and come back. What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
Dodge.
Correct.
Carson City.
I heard Carson City.
Carson City, that's what they're saying.
That's also correct. I'll tell you right now. You're doing the best of any fast food chain. You're 4 for 4.
Very good.
Two questions left. Who won last year's Super Bowl?
John, who won last year's Super Bowl? Yeah. You don't know. Do you know?
Last year's Super Bowl, who won it?
St. Louis.
That's correct.
Yay.
Here's the final question. You'll get a perfect score if you get this one right. How many digits are on the average human body?
How many what?
How many digits are on the average human body?
D-I-G-I-T-S.
How many digits are on the average human body?
Human body.
Wait,
20. Oh, well, we need an answer.
It just came to me what you're talking about.
What's your answer?
20.
We 20.
Oh, my
we
God.
Have the perfect score. The perfect score for McDonald's.
Wow.
And Buzz, that means you're out of the contest.
Yes, I am.
You're out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Unbelievable. Bye. McDonald's high-fiving. Those employees are high-fiving each other all over the country.
Okay.
6 out of 6 with help.
Yeah. Hey, but listen.
Right.
The people at Fort Lauderdale had help.
Yep. Right.
And came up with how many digits?
467.
464.
And I think 115.
Right. Okay.
The average body temperature.
When we come back, here's what we're down to. Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Burger King.
Very good.
I'm going to give you a wild card here.
Wild.
Hold on. No, we still have Kentucky Fried Chicken.
We haven't found a Hardee's yet, right?
No, we did. Oh, no, we have a new Hardee's we've not tried.
Very good.
Or did we get Hardee's?
No, we didn't.
No.
No Hardee's yet.
All right, hold on. Let me try them first.
Hardee's. Hey, welcome to Hardee's.
Oh, damn it. You know what? Gonna need new Hardee's, Rob.
All right.
Okay, so when we come back, we have a Burger King. We've got a Dairy Queen.
Very good.
I think we're going to need a new KFC.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need a new Hardee's. And we have a Pizza Hut, if you care.
Well, Pizza Hut wouldn't count because, the Pizza Hut is a sit-down place.
Yeah. Okay, then
it would only be a Pizza Hut delivery.
We need a Hardee's and a KFC, and we will finish this up when we come right back.
Number one Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show cordially invites you to a beautiful evening in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Friday, February 23rd, it's the Don and Mike Lake Tahoe Reno Style Show. This gala show will include all the raunchy fun you've come to expect, including the underwear fashion show, of course. The show is at Harrah's of Lake Tahoe, and it starts at 8 p.m. It's first come, first serve. So make your plans now. We invite your ass to come on down.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
I'm cutting a fucking spot, Tony.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got to finish up the survey because we still have not heard Lisa's tape from the Ravens Super Bowl parade yesterday in Baltimore. She went up there with a tape recorder.
I hope she got a chance to talk to Marty Bay.
And we'll hear that in a second. Hello. Oops. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. Plymouth and Dodge both make the Neon. It came out in 95 at the same exact time.
All right, thank you, but you're covering ground that we've already covered.
Okay, well, the useless information is just floating around in my head.
Well, other people know, go.
But I do know the answer to all six questions, but I don't work in fast food.
Great. Thank you.
He's very proud.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Very proud of his knowledge. He'd be able to give us more information than required.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Well, hello.
That's weird. You guys answer the phone.
Yeah. Hey, I know it's a novel concept, but let me explain here how it works here. We see all the lights ringing, and I press the buttons, and we answer the phones.
That's right.
Hey, I just want to tell you that 37 degrees C would be a good temperature for body.
37 degrees.
Also, the average number of digits is 19.86. And I know this because in my country, I'm a doctor.
But it wouldn't be 37 degrees C. It would be 37 Celsius, right?
Well, degrees C and Celsius are the same thing.
Wait a minute. I want to get this digit thing straightened out. What do you mean 19.86?
I just made that up.
Oh, you.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
19.86. See, I'm such a dummy.
Question.
Yeah.
I don't believe anything.
Are you guys going to Tahoe or Reno? Keep saying it like it's the same place.
Both.
On the same night.
No, we will be in Reno, yes, on the same day.
Great. So Mike will be at one spot and you'll be at the other.
No, we're actually going to be doing our broadcast, the live
from
radio
Reno,
show from the station in Reno.
Then we will be going to Tahoe to do the Las Vegas-style show that night.
And we want to include Reno and Tahoe in our Las Vegas-style show, so we're calling it a Reno-Tahoe-style show.
Got it. Sorry for the problem, gentlemen.
That's all right, numbnuts.
No Thanks, problem.
Dick.
You working fast food?
That's all right. Akfe, Ace Fay.
That's a good one. We haven't used that one.
Hello?
Yeah, I was calling about that Mark Chimura thing.
Is this Norm?
Yeah, this is Norm up in Green Bay. How's it going there?
Yeah, but he's mellow. You seem mellow today, Norm.
Oh, yeah, do I?
Is it Norb or Norm?
Norbert. Yeah, short for Norby. You call me Norby if you want.
Hey, Norby, what do you think about the, you know,
Chewy there?
The old Chewy controversy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think he's guilty. He sounds like a real a-hole to me. I mean, he shouldn't have been in there getting drunk with those girls.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I don't care, you know, if he gets off on a technicality or what, but, you know, this little weasel who's got his show here on WNFL in the morning.
Yeah.
Got all these, like, total idiots calling up going, oh, yeah, she was asking for it and all that stuff. I think that's wrong.
Hey, well, that's good, Norb.
Yeah.
Hey, when I was watching it on the court TV yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
You know who was in there with him?
Who's that, then?
Yeah, Frankie Winters.
Oh, yeah, Frankie Bag of Donuts, huh?
Yeah, the center for the Green Bay Packers.
You don't hear bad stuff about old Bag of Donuts, but there was lots of rumors about Chimura the whole time he was here getting women pregnant.
Mm.
It's not too surprising he's feeling up some teenage girl in a hot tub. He's a big pig or something.
Okay. Thank you there, Norm.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with your fast food quiz there.
Thanks, Norm.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, take her easy.
Okay.
You know, I agree with Norm, too. He's doing his shtick, but in between the lines, too, with, like, you can hear all the people going, hey, she wanted it. I mean, what is the age difference? We are talking about, a 17-year-old, right?
I think it's also important to remember that our station in Green Bay,
right,
WNFL,
sure,
it's the Packers station.
The Packers station there.
So, of course, the morning guy, you know, that's
right.
What all the calls
are. Pandering to that audience,
of
right?
Of course. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like
she was asking for it.
It's just like what they tell us with the Redskins.
Right, exactly. You know. Yeah, low-key. But, Don, you never listen to that when they tell you that.
No, I don't.
I mean, you really don't.
But, of course, we've never had a Redskin do anything like that, though.
No. But, I mean, but if he did, we'd be on him.
Oh, you bet we would.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. We're doing great.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. About your McDonald's questions and everything like that.
Yeah.
I think the six questions are pretty good. Where in my country, they always call me Doctor Two, and I did sleep at a Holiday Inn last night.
All right. Listen, enough of these phone calls. Let's get back to the quiz.
Back to the quiz now. We haven't called Hardee's.
Right. Call him Burger King.
Gonna call Burger King, which was my first choice before I deferred to Rob and went with Hardee. So I still think Burger King will have a low score.
Burger King in Reno.
Very good.
Whereas we've just explained to some Ukfey Acefey, we will be in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's perfectly acceptable, to, even if you're going to Reno, to say Reno Tahoe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you can go on a Reno Tahoe vacation.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be
good afternoon, Burger King. Bill speaking.
Yes, good afternoon, Bill. This is the Don and Mike Show from KPLY in Reno.
Yes.
We're on the air right now. We hope that's all right with you. We're calling fast food restaurants across America, and we have a general knowledge question. If you have about 30 seconds, we have six questions for you, and you will be representing Burger King.
Okay. Only take 30 seconds. Good luck to you.
Here we go. Here's your first question. What is the normal body temperature for a human?
98.6.
Who is on the $50 bill?
Jefferson.
You're 2 for 2. What is the capital of Nevada?
Carson City.
Now, see, that one he gets because he's in Reno.
Right.
What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
The Neon. That would be Chevy.
Again, you're right.
Chevrolet General.
Who won last year's Super Bowl?
St. Louis Rams.
And how many digits are on the average human body?
How many what?
Digits. D-I-G-I-T-S.
On the human body?
Yes. On the human body.
On the average human body.
Take as much time as you like.
It's digits?
Yes.
Digits. D-I-G-I-T-S. Digits.
We're looking for a number here. How many?
None.
I want to tell you something. Mm-hmm. You did Burger King proud. You gave us a perfect quiz.
Great.
Thank you for your time.
You don't want to ask him the bonus question?
Oh, yeah. Do you wash your hands before you touch the food every time?
Oh, never. I never wash your hands.
You win.
Never.
Very good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. How'd they do there, Buzz?
They scored a 3, which is the same score that Jack in the Box gave us earlier, right in the middle of the pack.
But not as low as Checkers.
No.
And not as low as Wendy's.
Okay. And not as high as McDonald's.
Right. Here's what we have left. KFC.
The gold standard, unfortunately, today, McDonald's.
Yeah. KFC, Hardee's.
Right.
My Choice, DQ.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike. We're calling the DQ right down the street.
Ah, very good. The one where I've gotten a... Is that the one that Lisa just went to?
Yeah.
Got us all blizzards?
Yep.
Except for Don. Don's the only one behaving today.
Take him out, Bill.
Hi, DQ.
Hello.
Is this DQ?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now. Hope that's all right with you. We're calling fast food restaurants throughout America with a general knowledge questions.
Mm-hmm.
Take about 30 seconds. Would you mind representing Dairy Queen?
I'm going to try.
Good luck to you, sir.
Here you go. What is the normal body temperature for a human?
Okay. The temperature is 97-something.
You're correct. Who is on the $50 bill?
I don't know.
All right. What is the capital of Nevada?
I don't know.
What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
Does.
Who won last year's Super Bowl?
Giant.
How many digits are on the average human body?
How many what?
Digits. D-I-G-I-T-S.
Okay, 15.
15. Thank you.
You've got to be happy, Don, because I believe you have won this contest today.
Only one correct
one
answer.
One correct answer out of six.
Our new
told
leader.
You.
There you go.
Now, to be fair, let's call the other ones.
Okay.
Did anybody have Hardee's?
Yeah, I had Hardee's and Rob had Hardee's.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then, Mike, here you go.
It's going to be tough to beat Dairy Queen, though.
It can be done.
Do you know what's amazing? That might have been the first real legitimate person from another country that we spoke with.
I think so.
Where's the Hardee's?
Stafford, VA.
That ring.
It's
like an old wooden phone in the middle of Hardee's.
Nice to Hardee's.
Yes, Hardee's. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're doing a national radio show right now. We're on the air. We hope that's okay with you. We're calling fast food restaurants throughout America, doing a general knowledge type question thing. And we're wondering if you had 30 seconds to answer six general knowledge questions to represent Hardee's.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Good luck, sir.
What is the normal body temperature for a human?
He's speaking to somebody else.
Sir, are you there?
Hello?
Are you there? Hello?
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 Hello? Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show, and we're doing a national radio show right now.
Okay.
We're on the air. We hope that's okay with you. We're calling fast food restaurants throughout America.
Uh-huh.
And we're giving a very quick general knowledge quiz to employees. Six questions take less than 30 seconds. Could we talk to the original guy who was on the phone?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, tell him good luck. We're still waiting on the 90, the one when you asked
right,
before.
Okay, here you go. Here's your first question.
Okay.
What is the normal body temperature for a human?
Normal body temperature for a human?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isn't it 69 degrees?
69, there you go. Very okay. Good.
Who is on the $50 bill?
Who's on the dollar bill?
The $50 bill.
50. $50 bill.
Benjamin Franklin?
All right, you're doing great.
Very good.
What is the capital of Nevada?
Nevada.
You said the capital of
Nevada?
Yes, sir.
Carson City?
Carson City. Very good.
Correct. What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
I can't hear you, sir.
What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
What model build a Neon?
No.
What manufacturer?
The Neon?
Who builds the Neon?
Who built the Neon?
What car company?
Dodge.
Who won last year's Super Bowl?
Who won the Super Bowl?
Last year.
Rams.
And how many digits, D-I-G-I-T-S, are on the average human body?
How many what?
Digits. D-I-G-I-T-S.
I can't understand you, sir.
How many digits are on the average human body?
Something on the average human body.
How many digits, D-I-G-I-T-S, digits?
How many digits are on the average human body? If you don't know, you can guess.
I don't know.
How about a guess?
Was that your answer? I don't know.
How about a guess?
Yes.
Yes.
Bad number.
15.
15. All right. Thank you. You did great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
3 for 3, right in the middle.
Okay, three for three at Hardee.
I just want to say, Rob, I'm with you still. I think that's a miracle they got 3 for 3.
It is.
I think it's a stone cold miracle.
Carson City, he pulled out of his ass.
Yeah. I think it was the girl next to him that he was that had it. I heard her say it first.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think all we've got left is KFC.
Okay. Let's see what happens. See if KFC can unseat Dairy Queen. You know, it's pretty amazing that this all started with you discussing the dumbest fast food place, and there they are.
DQ.
KFC, the same. How are you?
Yes, hello, KFC. This is the Don and Mike radio show, and we're on the air right now. We hope that's all right with you.
Okay.
What we're doing is calling fast food restaurants throughout America and doing a general knowledge quiz. Would you have time to answer six questions, and you'll be representing KFC?
So can we give you the quiz?
Well,
Listen, if I know the first one, I keep going.
Okay, very good.
Right, listen, it's six questions. Let's see how you do. They're general knowledge.
Okay.
What is the normal body temperature for a human?
97.
Very
good. Got that one right. Let's keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Who is on the $50 bill?
50?
Yes. 50. Who is on the $50 bill?
Who's on the face on the $50 bill, Melvin?
What?
Yeah, the $50, yeah. Do you have $50 bill, Melvin? Oh, man. Man, we just know there's a face on it.
Very good.
Oh, man, you guys. Oh, man, I think... Well, what's the president's name, Melvin? Ford?
Face.
What?
President Ford, is that your answer?
Ford, very good.
Yeah.
What is the capital of Nevada?
Capital of Nevada?
Yes.
Man, we work for KFC. You asking for the capital of Nevada?
Yes. There's a KFC in Nevada.
Capital of Nevada. Tell me what's the capital for Virginia. I tell you Richmond. Melvin, do you know what the capital for Nevada?
Melvin?
What?
Mervin.
We don't know the capital for Nevada.
Would you like to guess?
Capital for Nevada. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me three choices and I guess the capital.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Question number four.
Right.
What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
The Neon?
Yes. What car company builds...
I think the Neon is the worst car you can have in this country.
Okay, thank you. But who makes it?
Neon. It's a Dodge or Chrysler.
All right. Yeah, you got it right. Who won last year's Super Bowl?
Last year, I know this year. Giant or Dallas or Cowboy?
Okay.
That's correct. I'm a sucker guy. Tell me who won sucker last year. I can tell you.
New York Cowboys.
All right.
Yeah.
And finally, how many digits, D-I-G-I-T-S, are on the average human body?
Okay. How many digits?
How many digits are on the average human body?
I don't know. How many? 100?
Uh-huh. Very good. 100.
Great. Now, a bonus question. What is the best way to cook a dog?
The best way to cook it?
Yes.
Well, you need to call Chinese restaurant. Well, the best way to cook a dog, skin it. First, you have to skin it.
Yeah.
Then you take what's inside it out.
Right.
Then you roast it. You roast it like you roast a whole chicken, man.
Oh, very good.
Thank you for your time. Right.
Good job. Good answer.
You have a good day, sir.
Thank you.
You too.
And I believe, Buzz, we've ended up with a tie, haven't we?
A tie for worst between KFC and Dairy Queen.
Congratulations to KFC and BQ.
Each got one out of six. I think that, really on the smart thing, he did tell you how to cook a dog.
Yeah.
A little extra credit
extra
there.
Point. And he was opinionated. He does not like the dog.
The Neon.
He does not. All right. Well, I know people are calling in with other restaurants they want us to call, but I think those are your mainstreams.
Right.
Buzz, let's review again out of six questions. Tell us who did what.
We talked to nine different restaurants. The winner, again, was McDonald's with six out of six correct answers.
Wow.
Right behind them, Roy Rogers with five correct answers.
Mm-hmm.
Only one restaurant had four correct answers, and that was the Bell. With three correct answers, we have Burger King and Jack in the Box and Hardee's. And with two correct answers, we have Wendy's and Checkers. And then, of course, bringing up the rear, KFC and Dairy Queen with one out of six.
Dairy Queen, that's my guy.
Very good. Your point was proven today.
That's my guys who took the $200 bill.
Good job.
A fake $200 bill and gave back $198 and change.
Our statistical survey backed it up.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. And let's wind this up. With Dennis. What do you want, Dennis?
Hey, God, Mike. Hey,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
16 digits.
16?
Yeah.
I said 50. Are you going to count the stump as a digit?
Yeah, the stump is one big finger.
Okay. Well, but no, with Dennis, I've seen that you got, like, little fingers in there.
Little nubs.
I used to have a stump, but they cut it off.
Okay, right, then we'll give you 16.
Okay.
Thank you, Dennis.
Why did they cut it off, Dennis?
Oh, so my parcheesi will fit.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Okay. Terrific.
All right, see you, Dennis.
Okay, and you all have a good show, and please go to gunslooking.com, please.
DennisMurphy.com. There's your plug.
And you never wear your...
It was a pleasant night.
And you never wear your prosthesis.
Oh, I know. It's too uncomfortable.
Would you like to have the thumb back if you could?
No. I'm doing great without it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Okay. Buzz?
Yes, Dennis.
As usual, you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's the affirmation Buzz is waiting.
There he goes.
The call from Dennis. Okay, we'll get...
It's too uncomfortable.
I think some of your phone calls in a second, and then Lisa with the Baltimoreans at yesterday's Ravens Parade. Be right back.
Number one Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm killing motherfuckers up tonight, today. Mama, mama,
I'm coming home.
Well, I had a good run.
Stacy, I like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Do it. Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name because we don't know their names.
I'm gonna call you Alan, you're a pussy. Steve, pussy.
There you go.
Goldstein, Johnson, pussy.
Isn't there a Pat?
Ivan, pussy. Pat, an old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggots, you're pussy. All of you.
Paul Gorgie.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
America's most happening hate mongers.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Great tapes of our last paintball victory over the sales staff.
Hi, Stacy.
And that was tonight, everybody. I guess we'll find out. Here's a question.
They're going to rerun Survivor tonight.
Right.
I'm going to watch it because I missed the last half of it.
Is this regular night going to be Thursday, though?
Yeah.
That's correct. Tomorrow
night's the regular night. But they're rerunning the first one tonight.
Right.
So I'm going to watch that. I'm going to back that up with Temptation Island.
Yes. Going to stick with Temptation Island.
Well, tonight they're going to throw off the couple that has the kid.
Ooh, I might have to look at that.
Yeah.
So what about, is it a rerun for the West Wing tonight?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'll be watching Temptation Island.
All right.
Once again, you got to call your friend at
Rob Grill.
Rob Grill, Temptation Island.
Grassroots. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby.
Hi there.
Hi there. I called, and I saw something that I wanted to tell you guys about. The minute I saw it, I was like, I've got to call them on my way home from work.
All right.
I'm a nurse for a gynecologist.
Mommy. Okay.
And we see some really interesting things, I have to tell you. But I've been doing this for 10 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
All right.
This lady came in, and she had shaved herself smooth, and she had this huge tattoo on her of the Baltimore Raven.
Hello there.
Her and her boyfriend are huge, huge Ravens fans, and they both got these Ravens tattooed onto themselves.
Oh.
And the head of the Raven is like right on top, so the beak comes right on top, and then the wings kind of spread down her inner thighs.
Oh, my God.
Wow, so it's a huge tattoo.
It's a huge tattoo.
A
it's
classy huge. Lady.
And she said that they were going back to have Super Bowl champions put on the top, so it would have been right on her belly.
Have they shown it to Mr. Modell?
I don't know. They could, I guess, take pictures and send it to him.
Hello, Mr. Modell. Look at my wife's tattoo.
Her boyfriend got a Prince Albert pierce that it looks like the Raven is hanging on to it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Thank you, honey.
Bye, guys.
That is gross.
I mean, if you're going to do something, at least put the Oriole bird on there.
About Modell. Modell.
Modell.
Did you see, and maybe we'll hear this on Lisa's tape at the parade we're going to get to in a second. When Ray Lewis got up there yesterday and did his moronic dance.
Right.
Did you see when Modell danced?
No.
I will tell you, You want to bust a nut. You want to see something funny. You want slap nuts funny.
Was he trying to dance like Ray Lewis?
Yes. You want to see
funny, just the concept.
Art Modell try to hip-hop dance.
Really? Was he wearing like the big oversized like trench coat? Was he wearing the overcoat?
Yeah, he had his camel hair coat on.
Camel hair coat.
Right. Jesus Christ. You know, looking at the ratings here, the TV ratings for last week. Last week, West Wing did beat Temptation Island.
That was a rerun that beat them, right?
Right. West Wing had an 18 million viewers, rather. Temptation Island had 16 million.
So it's close, and Temptation Island is holding on to its audience.
Yes, and you know who the big loser in this is the Drew Carey Show, a show we've never thought was funny anyway.
I've never really watched the Drew Carey Show on a regular basis.
Oh, do you remember the commercial we saw for Drew Carey?
Which one?
The one that I'm surprised we didn't talk about this, for Sweeps?
Oh, yeah, the one where he's going to be...
they're killing him.
Oh, and he floats off into space.
Yeah, they're killing Drew Carey.
On a very special Drew Carey.
Right. And the end is the girl and the guy who is Jethro in the Beverly Hillbillies, you know,
Drew's been in an accident.
Yeah.
And they all get up from their little bar, you know. Come on, you know, you always know when a show is desperate.
Just do a funny show. And, other than that, I don't see anything that stands out in the TV ratings, except that maybe Kevin James and Leah Remini should start doing us some favors.
Yeah.
Because I notice we've not been hyping up King of Queens a whole lot recently.
No, we haven't.
Might be a coincidence. I just happen to notice it. They're getting beat by a little show on Fox called Boston Public.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Popular show?
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to say that. I'm a loyal person. I looked in on Boston Public, the second half of it. I love it. I've been watching it from the beginning.
It's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. King of Queens had been undefeated in its time slot.
Hey, John, just out of curiosity,
that's a bad sell.
When did King of Queens have its highest rating?
Oh, the time I was on.
There you go.
When we talked about it for a whole week on this show.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they had their highest ever rating.
It's the highest that show's ever got.
Interesting. I think it finished number 11 for the week that week.
That's real good.
That's the highest the show ever did.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We're ready to come on as Kevin's brothers.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
I was just calling to tell you it was Art Modell was dancing on Jack Kent Cook's grave yesterday.
Okay, you know, listen.
You know, that's pretty funny.
I understand that there's...
That's pretty... Give him his props.
You know, there's the animosity.
Sure, the Baltimore DC thing.
And frankly,
right.
I don't care, but you got to admit, the guy looked like a tard yesterday dancing up there with Ray Lewis.
To be honest, I kind of thought it was funny. I did. But it was great for Baltimore, I'm telling you. I went to the game down there in Tampa and
he's great for Baltimore.
Tampa, hon. But,
you think they'll ever change the uniforms?
I don't know. Yeah, they're blowing on me a little bit.
Of course, because they won the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
I did, sir.
I was down here in Tampa, and you know, it was great for the city of Baltimore. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, sir.
What?
This is Cliff.
Yes, Cliff. Hello.
I have a big piece of linen here that you can cry into because the Ravens are Super Bowl champions.
Here they come.
You know, it's funny. It's funny because they're immediately going for this. There's a lot of pent-up frustration in Baltimore.
Yeah, and let's hear it for them getting right on the stick and doing it on the Wednesday after the Super Bowl. What the hell's the matter with them?
You know, like we have anything to do with it. I mean, I know that we live in D.C.
That's right.
And we talk about the Redskins.
There's a big rivalry. There's a big thing. It doesn't exist in baseball. In baseball, Washington and Baltimore gather together to root for the Orioles. But in football, it's war.
Let me just say this. It's really a one-sided rivalry because basically the people in D.C. don't care.
No, the people in D.C. don't care, but the people in Baltimore, as we have found out firsthand, for some reason we're Redskins boys.
Yeah, and even when Baltimore didn't have a team, Mike and I were up there once for opening day at Camden Yards.
And they were just going, Redskins suck.
And they chased us out of a bar and threw, like, pitchers of beer at us.
It was right. It's horrible.
I don't know what it is with Baltimore. I do know that I laughed yesterday, though, watching the parade coverage. I think it was on Channel 2. I was watching the girl I went to high school with, Beth Marsden.
Right.
There's the anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And
how's she holding up? She in wall territory yet?
No, she looks pretty good.
Good, still good?
Good being a relative term.
You know, you get talking about those TV anchors.
Okay, here we go.
And a blizzard.
Message from Mike. Brought to you by Dairy Queen. And what he just ate.
That was a blizzard.
You mean ice cream makes you fart?
I don't know.
www.egars.com.
I don't know what makes me fart.
The hottest cigar site on the planet.
I know that I have had ice cream, though.
They sponsor our farts. So I'm watching the parade, and it's Mary Beth and maybe the guy with the hair left.
Okay.
Stan
Stovall.
Okay. And they're standing
Let's
there.
Let's get them on the newscast, okay?
And, you know, as far as parades go, frankly, unless it's a New York ticker tape parade, most parades suck because they're not really parades.
Unless it's the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Well, you know what I mean.
With Mac McGarry right on.
You know what I mean. Sports parade.
Oh, yeah. Sports parades suck.
Super Bowl parades suck.
Right.
So they've got the Ravens driving through downtown Baltimore.
You haven't been to Disney's Mulan parade.
In the in Hummers, okay?
Right.
And there's like a procession of 40 of them. And Mary Beth Marsden is virtually having an orgasm on TV. Because here's what she says. Stan, right now, the eyes of the world are on Baltimore. Right now. This is being covered on ESPN,
mm-hmm. Yep.
CNNSI. Tonight, every station in America will show this parade, and people will know Baltimore is back. This parade really says Baltimore!
Yeah, baby!
So sad.
You know, come on, Mary Beth, please. Glad the team won.
Congratulations to the Ravens. Yes. Fantastic football team.
Nice little parade.
Great set, you know, great season.
But I guarantee nobody who saw that parade yesterday called their travel agent and said, you know what? I was going to Maui. Because frankly, I want to go down by the War Memorial to Baltimore for my next vacation. Because that kicks ass.
Hello, hon.
Now, did you see any Marty Bass? Was he anywhere to be seen?
I only watched the Channel 2, not Channel 13.
Because I'll tell you right now, if they had a parade, they should have given Marty Bass his own float.
Hey, Charlie, bring in Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin is here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he wants
to... The monster has arrived. Is he going to give us T-shirts?
I believe he's here to promote his new T-shirts. So we're going to wheel him in and wheel him out as fast as we can, because we do want to get right to Lisa's tape of the Ravens parade yesterday.
Tom's been in maybe twice, I think, to the studio.
The one time for the Survivor show.
Right.
And one other time, maybe to jam.
And you had him as Baby Jesus.
Right. And I think there was one other time that he just came in maybe to perform for us.
Oh. There was some time, like, up in the conference room, right? That was the Survivor
show.
That was the Survivor show.
This might be his third or fourth trip.
Fourth,
here.
I think. Oh.
Hello.
He gets very excited.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey. Why don't you tell those jerk-off Baltimore fans that they'd still be on their team when they didn't score a touchdown for a month?
Why don't we tell the jerk-off Baltimore fans what?
If they still behind their team when they didn't score a touchdown for 1 month, 5 weeks.
That they what?
Didn't score a touchdown for 5 weeks.
Yeah, so? What does that have to do with anything?
They won the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl!
What I'm saying is the bandwagon.
The bandwagon. Oh,
I understand. You're saying just because they won, now everybody's jumping. Well, that's the way it goes.
That's the way it always is.
The way it goes in America. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom the Monster, Gavin!
Monster.
Oh!
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Don.
Hi, how you doing?
Dressed a little summer-like for this cold winter day, aren't you, Tom?
Have a seat, Tom.
Look at his hat, Mike. Can you see what's on the back of his
hat?
How
you doing?
What's it got there? Oh, you've got an air freshener.
Yeah.
I smell it. Is it like a coconut?
It's a vanilla. You have an air freshener on the back of your hat?
One of those trees.
Oh, it's like one of those you see a cab driver with.
And I can smell it like there's nobody's business.
Do you use that
instead? There's that, then.
Yeah.
Do you use that? Do you use that instead of shampoo or deodorant?
No, I'd stop at 7-Eleven or the mobile station coming out here
to get your own pine tree air freshener.
No, we just went to get some gas.
Yeah.
And you decided, was this your idea to get the air freshener and put it on your hat?
No, it's Phil's.
Phil's.
Phil's a good friend. He's a good friend.
Phil's in the lobby. Can he?
No, he can't come in. Would you roar like a monster, please?
It's good to see you, Tom.
Hey,
I'm Mike.
That's Don.
I'm Don.
Right, I'm Mike.
That's Mike, and that's Buzz in the next room.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
So, good, Tom, I understand you're here with your T-shirts.
Yes.
Yes, let's see them.
Can't wait to see them.
Let's see your T-shirts.
Hey, magic.
Magic.
All right, here we go. He's getting them out now.
He's opened the box.
He's got his T-shirts.
Oh, man.
These are Tom Gavin. I'm going to wear one of these. I'll tell you that right now.
Tom, I just want to say I love listening to you breathe.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Now, that one seems to have writing on it. Dude, have you written on these, Tom?
I autographed these.
Oh, they're autographed.
Oh, Mom.
Yeah.
That's
all right, brilliant. Can I have one?
Yes, you can.
Thank you, Tom.
May I have one, please, Tom? He's finding the one autographed to me.
Oh, to Mike.
Thank you, Tom.
Form Tom Gavin.
Let me see mine. Mine says, to Don.
Can I have, can
form,
I have anybody?
Form Tom Gavin.
Very
from
good.
From the phone.
Lisa, you mean?
Lisa and...
Hey, Lisa, Charlie, come on and get your Tom Gavin T-shirts. Hey, Tom, way to go. These are beautiful.
These say Tom Gavin, Tom the Monster, TomGavin.com. So that's where people can go to buy your T-shirt?
Yes, that's what they can do.
All right, Tom. How much are you charging for these?
I'm charging $10. If anybody's out there listening, they can give me a call now at... Can I get the phone number right?
Or why don't they just go to your website?
Go to my website, and the little thing out there, the pay thing is out there. Anybody out there can come.
So they can go to your website and figure out how to pay for the T-shirt,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's easy. Do you have yours for Lisa?
Yes, I do.
All right, very good.
Tom, I don't want to get too involved, but I try to help Dennis. If you could tell me, out of each T-shirt, how much do you make?
We don't know yet. Until I sell them.
Ah, but, right, you have to make at least $5 on those T-shirts.
Yeah.
All right, but let's say that you sell 100 T-shirts.
100, yeah.
How much do you think you'll make per T-shirt? How much will you make?
Probably $50.
No. If each T-shirt sells for $10.
Yeah.
Like this T-shirt right here, if I buy it?
Yeah.
For $10?
Yeah.
How much of that $10 do you get?
I only get
$3.
All right.
$3.
Well, let's simplify then, Tom. What is $3?
No, we're not going to do the math with him. We're legitimately trying to help him, Rob. Tom, you're only getting $3 per T-shirt?
Yeah.
Who negotiated that deal for you?
Phil did.
Now, how much does Phil get?
We don't know yet.
Why don't we speak to Phil?
Phil?
Yeah. Who is Phil?
He's the one that flung me out.
Okay.
He brought you out.
Maybe we could work out a better deal for you, Tom.
Yeah, let's meet Phil.
Let's bring Phil in here.
Is Phil your manager?
Yeah, Phil's my manager.
Yeah, maybe we could make that, instead of $3, maybe we could make that $5 a T-shirt.
Or maybe $6.
Yeah.
His last name isn't Ephraim, is it?
No, it's Phil Stevenson.
Phil Stevenson.
All right. T-shirts are Phil in. $9.95, and you can get them right off the first page of the website.
Can I get a headset, please?
No. No.
We'll wait
to meet your manager. And I'd be curious to meet the man who's picked up Tom Gavin as a client.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, did he come to you?
All right, here comes Phil.
Yes.
Let me see. All right, Phil. Oh, I know Phil. Phil, do you do a website, too?
Yeah, we do a couple of them.
Okay.
The ones for 40 and Tom and Dennis.
We want to negotiate a better deal for Tom here.
If it's $10 per shirt, Tom's cut is what, $3?
Tom, at this point, he has to pay for the shirts. We paid for the money up front. But at the same time, he gets, I think, this bit of money will go back to reproduction of another set.
Another set of T-shirts.
So when does Tom make money off this?
Oh, he'll be making money off this.
He'll be making money off of it.
He gets approximately 30% of this.
So you're saying, Tom, so you fronted the money for the T-shirts.
Right.
Right. Poor Tom.
Right.
So basically the T-shirts, the money that you fronted has to be covered.
Right.
And that's when Tom starts making his money.
Essentially.
Yeah. Essentially.
Yeah.
You're not screwing our friend Tom here, are you?
We would never do anything like that.
Do you have any kind of a written agreement with Tom?
Yes, we do.
Really? And who signed on Tom's behalf?
Tom and his mom.
Okay. Oh, Tom and his mom.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, all right. Well, then that's okay.
Tom's mom.
We're not going to do this for our own benefit. Don't get me wrong.
Right, you're not in it to make any money for yourself.
Oh, no, never.
We're in your fancy studio today, while Tom is wearing an air freshener tied to the back of his baseball hat.
Sponsored by the...
How many T-shirts would you figure, Phil, Tom would have to sell to put a little money in Tom's pocket?
To put a little money in Tom's pocket?
Yeah.
Probably about... Well, if he makes this set...
How many in this set?
We ordered 200.
200, okay.
Yes.
All right, so if he sells the...
200, he makes back your investment?
Yes.
And then you order another 200?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure the demand is just going to eat them right up.
So, and you'll pay for that next 200 out of the profit also from these.
And it will also
It's profit time.
Right.
So, in other words, once we get past that initial 200, 200 to 400, Tom's going to be making some money.
Oh, he'll make money off the first 200.
Oh, he will.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, and the cut will go through to the website we'll get a little more snazzy.
Phones are going
to
be ringing off the hook.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Phil. Get out of here.
Thanks, Phil.
Nice seeing you.
Okay.
You want to dump that guy as soon as you can.
Okay.
I mean, I consider myself to be a good judge of character, and just based on first meeting, you know, think about getting a new manager.
Yeah, we got kind of a Ken Stevens vibe on that guy.
Right, yeah. Now, listen, does your mom, does Lorraine get a cut of this?
No.
She does not.
And she's looking out for your best interests?
Yes.
Okay.
So your mom signed the contract along with you?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Have you given everybody their T-shirts?
There's one for Lisa.
Thank you for
Lisa's.
Holding it for me.
You're welcome.
And I need Charlie's. Charlie's just a little busy.
Charlie doesn't want to come in.
That's a great trick, though, with the air freshener.
That's Buzz's.
Oh, okay.
Buzz's.
Okay, Buzz, did you get yours yet?
No, I haven't.
Right. Come on over and get it, Buzz.
I think I will.
I can bring it to you.
That's Charlie. How about roaring again, Tom?
I know Buzz don't see Tom personally.
Now give us a real roar.
Roar!
Like you really mean it.
Roar! That was a nice little spot ball before that one, too.
All right, Tom, now for each of the six questions I'm going to ask you that you can answer correctly,
yes,
I'll give you a free plug for your website and your T-shirts.
And all you have to say for the free plug is TomGavin.com.
Yeah. Tom.
Yeah.
What is the normal body temperature for a human?
100.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Who is on the $50 bill?
George Jackson.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
He was so close, though.
What is the capital of Nevada?
Capital of Nevada?
Capital of Nevada.
Hmm.
Take as much time as you like.
Quickly, please.
Capital Nevada.
Would you like to pass?
Yes.
Okay. What auto manufacturer builds the Neon?
Builds the Neon?
The Neon. What car builder makes the Neon?
Yes, well, let me ask it a different way, Tom.
Go ahead, Mike.
What car builder builds the Dodge Neon?
Dodge Neon?
Yeah.
Ford.
Very good. Thank you.
Who won last year's Super Bowl?
The Los Angeles Rams.
I think you have to give him credit for that one.
Yeah.
Now, you've gotten two right.
Hold on. The Rams moved. Where are they now? They're no longer in Los Angeles.
The Rams moved?
Yes.
It's...
What city?
Atlanta.
The Atlanta Rams?
No. Georgia.
I'll give you another guess. It's the gateway to the West. It's where Anheuser-Busch beer is made. It's where the Cardinals play baseball.
St. Louis... Rams.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, give a plug. You've earned a plug. Go ahead. Give your website.
TomGavin.com. You can go to it anytime you want. Out there.
And finally, Tom, how many digits are on the average human body?
20.
Hey!
You get another plug.
You get another plug.
Get a plug, Tom.
Look how happy he is.
He's happy. Go ahead. Plug
get
your website.
Plug, Tom. Go.
TomGavin.com.
All right. A bonus question.
Go ahead.
How many BMs have you had today?
None.
Oh my.
Did you have a BM yesterday?
No, I have not.
Are you constipated?
No, I'm not.
When is the last time you had a BM?
Sunday.
Do you know what a BM is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I can't say it.
Right.
You can say it without the bad word. What does the word start with that you want to say?
Yes.
Give me the delays, not word. You do it.
Well, go ahead. Say the word. Go ahead and say it. I'll delete it.
How would you say?
Yes, that was me. You have the word correctly.
That's the word.
So you've not taken one of those since Sunday?
No.
Wow. And today is Wednesday?
Yep.
Is that normal for you?
Regular. Regular. How many BMs a week do you take?
Three fingers.
Yeah,
three.
Three fingers. All right, Tom, you've earned another plug. Go ahead.
TomGavin.com.
TomGavin.com. Go there and buy the T-shirts.
Yeah, go buy the T-shirts.
You forgot one.
Forgot one what?
You forgot what today is.
Every Wednesday.
Oh, it's breakfast.
Yes.
What do you have for breakfast today, Tom?
I thought you didn't like us asking you about your group home.
It's not. What is it? It's not a group home. It's just like, what do they call it? It's a.
Right. Right.
Clubhouse?
No.
Give us a roar.
What did you have for breakfast today?
We were supposed to have.
Potatoes?
No.
Pancakes?
We were supposed to have pancakes.
But
Vince screwed it up.
Vince screwed it up. He always is screwing stuff up. So what did you have instead?
Eggs and sausage.
All right. Sounds great. Tom, get out of here, please.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Gavin, ladies and gentlemen.
TomGavin.com.
Look at this. Rob's got his on.
Yeah, Rob. Hey, Rob, that's
looks fantastic.
That's a handsome look.
What's that, Tom?
Can I take some calls?
No.
You got to get out.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Thanks for the shirts.
Lisa's got hers on.
Yes, she does.
That's great. Hey, look at that.
She's so hot.
Way to go, Tom.
Tom, wouldn't you?
Lisa, why don't you help Tom with his T-shirts there, okay?
Look how lovely Lisa is.
He's gonna take a picture.
Is Lisa the prettiest girl you've ever seen?
Tom? He's working on his camera right now.
Tom, how pretty is Lisa?
Very sexy.
What would you do to Lisa if you could?
Yeah, this is another one now.
He's sitting back down now.
Don't say dirty words, but what would you do to Lisa if you could?
Take her out for dinner.
Yeah.
Take her out for dinner.
Good.
Rub those hands together.
And then what?
Rent a limo.
Good so far.
What else?
French kiss her.
Right. Yeah. What else would you do?
Rub the tongue in her mouth.
Yeah.
Now.
Is that it?
That's it. Okay. Guess where I'm going Friday night, Mike?
Where are you going, Tom?
The NCI Center. Going to see the Backstreet Boys. I'm working down there.
Oh, fantastic.
Are you a big Backstreet Boy fan?
Yeah, I'm going to be selling those glow-in-the-dark
bracelets.
Yes.
Can you take me to the concert with you?
You must be desperate to go.
If Don can give me some backstage passes.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Yeah, I'll just call one of the Backstreet Boys up.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Backstreet Boy?
I don't know.
He's my favorite, too.
Can you spell Backstreet?
Back.
B-A-C-K.
Street.
S-E-E-T-E.
Perfect.
Right.
Back-sa-tee.
All right, thank you, Tom. Please leave now.
Thank you, Tom. Goodbye.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Is there listening?
Yes.
You can get on my website, TomGavin.com.
TomGavin.com.
All right, get out.
Anybody out there listening?
Yeah.
Listen tomorrow, 2 to 4. Tom Gavin Show.
Right, oh, cable access.
Yep.
Right.
Very bye-bye. Good, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Now he's going to take a picture.
What are you going to take a picture of? Oh, he wants Lisa to take a picture of him.
Oh, you forgot.
You're gonna balance. Let's take a picture.
Just take the picture. Please. Just
of who?
Lisa, take the picture
of us. Oh, hi. Thank you, Lisa. Thanks. Thanks for taking my picture. Thank you very much.
What?
All right, let's go. Karina just took the camera and said,
"All right, very good.
Picture time is over."
Thank you, Tom. Bye.
Bye, Tom.
One more roar, Tom.
Roar.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Bye, bye. Bye. See you later. There he goes, Tom Gavin, the monster, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Remember what I said about that manager, Tom?
Right. Yeah, beware of Phil.
Right.
Phil?
I come in wearing like a $2,000 suit.
Yeah, we just
once the original investment for Tom has been given.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. We have to really be, you know, we have to watch out for what he's doing because it's really important to make sure he's not getting ripped off.
That's right. Same as we do with Dennis, same as we do with 40, same as we do with Homo Joe.
That's right.
Because there are leeches out there just want to trade off their good name.
They do indeed.
Guys who think that they can get rich off Tom Gavin.
Absolutely.
Well, he's doing it.
He is. He's doing it. He's going to make some money. Buy his T-shirts.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, we're here. Hello.
Hey, I want to tell you guys, you're doing a great job from a sick day. It's the greatest thing I've seen ever heard. And good looking out for Don, the Monster Man. And third of all, gentlemen, Baltimore did not burn down the city. I didn't go to the parade, but look, that city did not burn down.
Oh, hold on. You know what?
True.
This is something else I heard on Baltimore TV last night.
Right.
Here's another reason to be proud of Baltimore. I'm Stan Stovall on News 2.
Right.
We did not torch the city last night.
Congratulations.
You know, big deal.
Yeah. Like now it's an accomplishment not to have hooligans in the street burning up cars.
I wish the people of Baltimore, they should be proud they won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Just be happy. Just shut up about it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, just, I mean, if you want to call and say, I'm happy I'm a Ravens fan and we won the Super Bowl, that's great.
Right.
But all this other stuff is why Baltimore has the rap that it has.
We didn't burn down the city. Congratulations.
Hey, guys. Great show. Hey, love you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Hello, John and Mike's show.
It was Mayor O'Malley calling.
Hello.
Hello, John and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, Don, what is the Danny Thomas story?
Can't tell you.
Oh. Really?
Just remember, Danny liked to be the plate.
Okay?
He liked to be where?
He liked to be the plate.
Oh.
Danny liked to be the plate.
That's all the information we're going to give you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. You're on the air.
I'm on the air. I think it's terrible the way you guys treat Tom.
What do you mean?
It's terrible.
Why is it terrible?
I just don't like the way you talk to him.
How do we talk to him that offends you?
Well, the poor guy's got a disability.
According to who?
According to me.
Well, I don't think Tom's got a disability. We're in here promoting Tom's website.
Yeah, but still. Tom is a
fantastic entertainer, and I don't like you dissing.
I'm not dissing. You guys are dissing.
No, we're dissing Phil, who is with him. We want to make sure Phil treats him right.
How did we diss Tom? Give me an example.
Making fun of him being retarded.
No, Tom is not retarded.
Nobody did that anyway.
Yeah, we didn't do that, man.
Give me an example.
Oh, I can't remember now. But
you can't remember. It just happened, honey.
Are you going to go buy one of his T-shirts?
No.
Well, I mean, you should buy one of his T-shirts.
And frankly, I think the only retarded person we've spoken to on the show this far today is you.
Take a good look in the mirror, ma'am.
Because at least Tom has the good sense when he calls us to turn his radio down.
My radio's turned down.
Well, there was something on in the background, and it was annoying, much like you.
It's the engine of the car.
Right. Listen, let me give you a little hint, honey. If ever you hear something on this show that you don't like, I want you to know something. We don't care. So you know what you should do? You should change the station.
You know what? I don't like station in the first place.
Then I'll ask a redundant question, and I'm sure you're going to have a dumb answer.
Why am I listening to it? Because my husband likes it for some godforsaken reason that I don't know why.
Right. I feel very sorry for that husband of yours.
The poor man. I do feel sorry for him because he has to listen to you guys.
The pool man.
I feel sorry for him because he has to smell your rancid cooter.
Well, I'm sorry, but I guess you're...
I got a message for you, ma'am.
Yes, give it to me, please.
My pleasure.
Hello, are we still on the line with the classy lady?
I drove her away.
There she is.
Thank you.
A special lady.
She must be a special lady.
Jesus. Don and Mike's show.
What is up?
Hi.
Hello. Hey, you treat Tom Gavin all right. Y'all pretty all right guys.
I know. We treat Tom good. I hate someone stupid like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tom, the thing I don't like about what you do, you keep putting down the Ravens. I'm not a Ravens fan, but...
Oh, God damn. How are we putting down the Ravens?
Because you're jealous. Y'all's team has the ugliest uniforms in the NFL. And
Who is our team? The Redskins?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm a Giants fan, and Don, really, if you had to pin him down, would be a Packers fan.
But then you're all right.
But hold on, listen. And you see, this is the problem with Baltimore. You won the Super Bowl.
And you have 9 months to cheer it up and laugh it up in everybody else's face. That's why you root for football.
What?
What are you talking about? Are you trying to make a point, back away from a point? What are you trying to do, sir?
Give Baltimore fans the credit that they deserve.
Are you a Baltimore fan?
No, I don't really like them.
Well, then why are you calling to say give them credit? That we're giving the Ravens credit, but we're also talking about the fact that Baltimore, and this is the truth, in our opinion, has a bit of an inferiority complex.
Well, because they never win anything. They finally got something to brag about.
Yeah. Okay, I don't think we can continue.
No. And we've said nothing derogatory towards the fans of Baltimore, except, you know, just be happy.
That'll work. All right. Thanks for taking my call. See you.
I think we helped that man.
God. Why do so many dicks and dickettes call this show?
Because they know they have a home.
Yep. y'all are dick rulers.
Yep.
And that's why we love you.
All right, just go away.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi. We're doing okay.
Hi. Oh, you guys are great.
Thank you.
You guys are looking out for Tom Gavin like that.
All right.
That's like the best big brother thing you guys could do. And you were making it real. And forget about the Ravens and all that stuff. You guys were just great and looking out for his best interest. That's all I was calling to tell you.
Oh, thank you.
Bless you.
I hate you guys every day. You make me laugh.
Oh, that's great. You don't let the children watch you drink, do you?
Pardon?
Nothing.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Come on. I am mad enough. And yet, still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay.
To believe.
All right.
And I tried my damnedest.
I'll play it to the label for you.
Thank you.
To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
She was offering her support.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Kate.
Yes, hello, Kate.
I just wanted to beg you guys for a favor.
Yes, what favor would that be, Kate?
I want to give the secret song to you guys because I know what it is.
Well, Kate, listen, why should you get preferential treatment?
Because I'm sick of people not listening to your clues and guessing these white songs when you...
There's a wonderful opportunity for you, Kate. You can call when we do the contest.
Hey. And Kate, I said that the last song was done by a brother.
Mm-hmm. And nobody got it.
That's right. It was Bust a Move by Young MC.
See?
I
would have gotten it.
You would have gotten it. So, Listen, if you really want to come down and make a guess, I tell you what, you don't have to shave your head or anything else. You come down to our studio and you strip naked in front of us. And we'll let you take a guess. We'll let you get out of line out of everybody else that has to just wait for the turn to call in. And we'll let you take the guess. And if you're right, you win the money.
See, I didn't even want to win the money.
All right, but if you want to take a guess, that's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Well, that's the way it is, Kate.
All right. Well, I don't want to do that.
Well, then that's
it. Any other games you want to play?
Any other games? Mm-hmm. What do you have in mind?
I don't know. You all are the ones with the ideas.
No, that's the only game I got right now. The game where the girl calls up and says she's positive she knows the song.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, if you're that positive, come down and take all your clothes off, and you can break in line and get a free guess.
Otherwise, you have to wait like everybody else.
Do you know how much I weigh?
How much do you weigh, Kate?
I want to see me with all my clothes off.
You'd be surprised, Kate.
How much you weigh, honey?
$275.
Oh, all the better.
Yeah.
Wow.
We definitely want you down here naked.
Bring a bag of flour.
Yeah, we'd want you naked, Kate.
Bring a bag of who?
Flour.
That was Mr. Spiewak.
All right.
So we can find the wet spot.
Okay.
That's the joke.
I guess you had to explain it to me.
Hey, well, Kate, so the offer stands. If you want to do that, call back.
That's okay.
Otherwise, wait till the, you know, we do the contest and then try to get through.
Well, that's the hardest thing.
It is. Yes, yes it is. Yes,
and
it is.
And I've given you a way to cut through that.
Hey.
Just come down, get naked here in the studio, and then you can guess.
Otherwise, try to get through, and it is difficult because, of course, we're Arbitron number one rated.
All right.
Thank you, Kate.
All right. Hi, Sam. Bye.
Bye-bye, Sam.
Bye-bye, Lucky Sam.
Hello. He knows what the 11 herbs and spices are.
Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify a point about that last man that called and made the comment about the Ravens and the fact that Baltimore didn't burn down the city.
Yes.
Remember, I think what he was trying to say or didn't say was the fact that remember when the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
Oh my God. Listen, here's another guy.
Why do these idiots call us like we don't understand what's going on?
We understand when Detroit burned down the city, when the Tigers won the World Series. We understand last year when the Lakers won and they had the riots in the Staples Center.
And it's silly to make a big deal about the fact that people behave normally.
Okay, well.
Well, how stupid do you think we are that we don't know that these riots have happened in other cities?
Okay, well, I was just trying to.
I think it's foolish to give people credit for not getting out of line. I think it's more likely that you just, you know, disrespect people that do get out of line.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
You know, you don't go, hey, we didn't start any fires. Way to go, Baltimore.
Well,
that's silly.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that I agree with you wholeheartedly. I listen to your guys' show. I think you guys do a great job.
Okay, but what is the point?
The point is...
Come on now. You're making it up as you go along. I know that, sir.
Agree.
Now, have you made it up yet? Go ahead. What's the point?
I agree with you that whenever someone in a champion city, you know, torches the city
What is the point?
He is so struggling to come up with a point because his original point has been shot down.
Yeah. Because your original point was you thought we were so stupid we didn't understand the correlation of why Baltimore should take civic pride in the fact that they didn't burn their city down.
Well, you don't think they deserve credit for not doing that?
No, they don't deserve credit. They don't deserve credit for acting like regular, civilized people. There's not a prize given out. Hey, you know what? Me and Mike on the way to work today, we didn't stop and rob a bank.
Should that be rewarded?
Well, I mean...
You mean what?
That doesn't really justify a response.
What do you mean that doesn't justify a response?
Oh, no.
I'm talking about a city celebrating.
Hey, me and Mike.
Okay, but if you're talking about the fact that you didn't go rob a bank.
All right, Mike and I, when we got our ratings.
There's no correlation between
them. The analogy was totally well-based. I'll tell you why. Because what they're doing when they get on, they say, hey, congratulate, you know, way to go. We didn't burn the city down. It's foolish because you're creating this illusion that by not behaving that way, you've done something special, something that should be singled out for praise when nothing should happen. You should just say, hey, we won the Super Bowl. Have a great time. You shouldn't pat yourself on the back because people didn't set cars on fire.
When Mike and I got our ratings a couple weeks ago, we were number one on the ratings. We didn't go set our houses on fire, and you didn't hear us coming in and saying next day on the air, hey, Mike, great job with not setting your house on fire.
Really?
I thought you lived in a trailer park, Mike. That's what you used
and
to say.
Furthermore, I think we do, if anything, we deserve some kind of commendation that we haven't set you on fire. Are any of these other dicks that have been calling us today?
Good answer. Thank you very much for calling, sir.
Okay.
However, I'll tell you this. There are parts of Baltimore that if you did torch it, I would give those people credit.
Well, that's getting better. I mean, there's a lot of... I think the city does get a bum rap, but I think...
I'll tell you, the city does.
I think the city...
All the stuff that they've been saying is just saying, well, hey, you know, there's a lot of areas in that city that I'm sure you guys have never been into. There's a heck of a lot of nice little neighborhoods.
Wait a minute. Don and I have both been all over Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
We've appeared in Baltimore.
You know, many, many times. I don't know what you're talking
this
about.
This is this guy right here. This is Mr. Baltimore.
This is the inferiority complex. Mm-hmm. What is the problem?
Okay, well,
I mean, you're a city. You're a great city with a championship football team. Why the inferiority complex? Why do you have to say things like, hey, I'm sure if you went to certain neighborhoods, you say,
okay, well,
we're perfectly, I know there are great neighborhoods in Baltimore. They're fantastic neighborhoods in Baltimore.
Okay, well, the things like, the reason I...
Oh, God.
All right, we'll forget it.
No, come on. It's a good idea that he forgets because he can't, this guy doesn't have a point that he wants, he doesn't even know how to formulate.
Hello?
Yes.
What?
Forget it.
Forget it.
Forget it.
I've lost my train of thought now.
Yeah, I don't think you ever had a train of thought.
No. The train of thought originally was that you and I were so dumb that we didn't know the reason the Baltimore's congratulating themselves is because all these other cities have had riots.
That was the train of thought.
Okay.
It's a train going to nowhere.
Train going nowhere.
All right, get off the phone.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You know, it's weird, and I don't...
Paris Glendening, everybody. That was the governor of Baltimore. the governor of Maryland.
I don't understand it, but you're right. It's there. And what we're talking about is, hey, enjoy it. You got a great city. You got a great football team, championship football team. What is this business about? We're not good enough. Stop it, Baltimore. Don't do that anymore.
You won the freaking Super Bowl. Just enjoy it.
I mean, Baltimore has phenomenal areas to hang out. It does. It has great areas. Like any city, any large city, it does. But why this inferiority complex, especially when you stack it up next to Washington, D.C.? There's some, you know, hey, it's got to be us against them. I don't get that. I've never gotten that. And I don't know why it exists.
Well, you don't get it because you're from D.C.
Now you're looking down your nose at Baltimore.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the way it is.
You know, people do that. Rob does that with Virginia compared to Maryland.
And I used to do it when I lived in Maryland.
And you did it Maryland compared to Virginia.
Now I do it Virginia compared to Maryland.
It's I think it goes back to the Civil War.
Hello.
Yes, it does.
Hey, you fat bastards.
Hi.
I just want to offer to throw you guys a party because you didn't rob a bank this morning because you're normal, and to tell all your other listeners that if they don't want to catch the train, to just get the hell out of the way.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Well said.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Another Mensa student.
Whatever. But whatever. Is this show still being carried in Baltimore? I mean, that's my question. The station's still running us, or are they taking us off yet?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Baltimore. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, I just want to holler at Don and Mike and tell them I take care of my kids like I was supposed to.
All right, thanks. Congratulations.
Hello,
sir.
Don and Mike. Hello, last call.
Don.
Yes.
Don, Mike. Hey, Mike, I agree with you 100%. Everybody wants to get crazy and get radical when their team wins. Damn right. Kick ass and trash cans, burn a couple cars, Redskins all the way. Just for the fact that the people up in Baltimore make it sound like, oh, well, we're so innocent, we just stand behind our players. Hell no! It's a Super Bowl. We won, we go to town, we burn it down.
That sounds to me like someone defending one of the cities that burns themselves up.
No.
But we
have a good time when we win a Super Bowl. We don't act like them and just like, oh, we're perfect. We're from Baltimore.
No, wait, hold on. So
what are you talking about?
Where do you line up on this issue?
I'm kind of standing behind Mike for the fact I'm just an average person. Like to have a good time, and when it comes to winning a Super Bowl, I mean, let's get rowdy, let's party, let's show how much we love our team.
Did I make that point at all?
No.
Yeah, Mike, yes, you did in so many words. What? Mike, you said stand behind, and you said stand behind your team.
All right, but Mike didn't say get rowdy.
I don't mean that to trash the whole town or nothing, but everybody wants to get a little rowdy. That's cool. Baltimore makes it sound like, oh, we're such a perfect team. We won a Super Bowl for the first time, and now we come home and we're just such a good audience.
I think you're listening to the reason political candidates wet their pants when they call for a town hall meeting.
There you go.
Have you been drinking today, really?
No, sir.
What?
No, sir. I'm just so radical about Baltimore, I can't believe it. They can stay on the other side of the river.
Hey, now it's going the other way. See, it's not only Baltimore. Where are you from, sir?
Noakesville, Virginia. Yeah.
The Civil War thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
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 You know,
they
frankly,
can stay on their side of the river.
Frankly, I don't think this is the right climate to play the tape of Lisa in Baltimore right now.
For some reason, you know, like in the last half hour, we've really lost control of the show.
It's been very odd. You know what? I'm as confused as I was that day we were in Baltimore, but it exists.
Yeah.
And that rivalry thing exists a little bit.
I mean, it started with, I was just goofing on Modell dancing and Mary Beth Marsden saying, today, every eye in the world is on Baltimore.
Right.
You know, and then them saying, hey, we should be proud that we didn't set the city on fire.
Right.
That's it.
That's all.
That's the harsh criticism that we levied on Baltimore today.
Okay. Okay.
Whatever.
But we really ought to play
the same. I know, but I don't know if we have time.
Okay.
Besides, we have a guy who wants to tell us how fat we are.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
How we doing, fellas?
We are doing great. How are you? Say that.
I apologize. The reason I called, first off, Baltimore is a miserable place. I think it should be burned to the ground.
Then now, why? Now, where are you from, sir? Where are you from?
I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts.
Where are you from now?
I'm from Washington, D.C. now.
Yes.
I work on Capitol Hill.
All right. Well, why do you think Baltimore should be burned to the ground?
Well, I've been there a few times, and I really just don't enjoy it. For whatever reason that is. The last guy who called, what was his story? He sounds like... Hello?
This dialogue, this argument, has seemed to bring out a certain type of caller.
I know.
No, you know, the reason I called in the first place, I listen to you guys all the time since I moved down here, and I always wondered what you looked like. I heard that you were fat, but I looked on the internet, and I saw these pictures. You guys are really fat.
All right, how fat do you think we are in poundage?
That's a good idea. I want you to guesstimate, sir.
I guesstimate? I don't know. Wait, who am I talking to now?
Well, idiot, there are two of us talking to you now.
I know, Don and Mike, idiot. That was a good one. What happened was I looked on the internet, and the bigger of the two is Don, right?
No, you're wrong there.
I'm wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong.
I apologize. But nonetheless, it seems as if in these pictures you guys fluctuate weight. Like, in some of them, you look tan and, like, skinnier, I should say. And then another one I look at, you guys just looked awful.
And I guess you're a GQ model, right?
No, I'm not a GQ model at all.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 195.
And how tall are you?
I'm about 6 feet.
6 feet, and have you been heavier than that?
Back in high school, I was a little bit heavier when I first went to college.
All right, so your weight has fluctuated also.
Yeah, I'm a young guy, though. You guys are a little bit elderly compared to me.
Well, you know what? When you get older, I would say that you'd probably have more weight fluctuations when you would get older.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's describe fat.
I guess you're right.
I mean, let's get into this, because it says here on the screen, found your picture on the internet, wow, you're fat.
Well...
Is Mike eating Dairy Queen?
I just couldn't believe it. I didn't know. I mean, and then I figured it out that's why you guys are in radio.
You know why we're...
Obviously, fat guys and ugly guys get into radio. Right?
Yeah, and obviously guys with no balls who are so handsome and so thin that they should be in movies, they just call guys in radio.
How do you line up on the Baltimore issue, sir?
How do I line up on what? I'm sorry.
You really do believe that Baltimore should be burned to the ground?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Baltimore.
Do you believe it? Obviously, it sounds from your attack on us that you do believe we should be burned to the ground?
No, I like you guys.
Well, then why are you giving us all this crap if you like us?
I just said you were fat. I mean, obviously,
you know what?
Giving us crap.
Why don't you come down sometime? I weighed myself this morning. I weigh 228.
228?
Yeah, so I weigh...
How tall are you, like 4'7"?
I'm 5'10".
5'10", okay.
5'10".
That's fine.
So I tell you what, Mr. 190, anytime
195
wants to come down and take on 228, you come on down.
All right, where are you guys located? I don't even know.
10800 Main Street.
Okay, I just moved down here, so I gotta look on my map.
Right, and you know what else? Why don't you send me some pictures of you?
Okay, how can I do that?
You send it to 10800 Main Street, the aforementioned address, moron.
Moron,
yes, that is you. That is the individual you look at in the mirror every day, is a moron.
You guys are great. I really enjoyed it. I didn't mean to call him bust on you.
Yes, you did. It's exactly what you wanted to do.
It was, I guess.
It was. You just couldn't be satisfied being entertained by the program.
I'm always at the tent. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, you're always. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
And you know what? Nothing would make me happier than punching out some Boston a-hole.
Oh, now we're going to Boston.
Yeah.
It always comes down to the Boston a-hole. I believe they refer to us as massholes around this part of town.
Massholes, yeah.
Massholes.
Yeah. Nothing would make me happier than to punch your Larry Bird-loving face.
Larry Bird. Larry Bird's been dead for 6 years now, hasn't he? Now we have our big baby, Antoine Walker.
Oh, God. I'm running. You know, my fuel light just went on.
I think I'll wait for the fight. I tell you what. When you get a national radio show and you have websites devoted to you, when I can just click on Yahoo.
You got to get out of your own ass, first of all.
No, hold on.
Come on.
Hold on. These are facts. When I can do a search on Yahoo and find 100 sites about you.
There weren't 100. There were maybe like 3.
Then and maybe
one of them, like the one that I actually clicked on, said,
"I'm going to break the glass.
That?
I'm going to break the glass."
And maybe at
I'm
that point,
breaking the glass.
You're up for a fight.
Warning! Warning! Terminate this call. Warning! This is not a test. This is the potential tedious argument alarm system.
Okay.
The caller has activated the PTAA, indicating we all know you're better. We all know you'll beat them. And we also know you're an asshole. Call terminated. Thank you. And good day.
Very convenient little feature. I should have broken that glass a long time ago.
All right. He's gone. But I meant it. Park the car.
Hey, you know, I got a little relatives up there, so it's not, you know, he's just a general a-hole.
Yeah. Mr. Capitol Hill.
Capitol Hill, my ass.
Yeah, really. I'd like to know what government agency he's working for.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Rachel, God. How's
Hi.
It going?
Great.
This is Ray Jackson out in Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
I'm a truck driver, and I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
And you're right. That other guy, he was an a-hole.
Yeah, because you're a caller.
That's right, and I don't know, that stupid FEAA won't let you guys do it. But anyway, or FEAA.
God almighty.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
What?
Basically, I'm just a devoted fan. I'm also
good.
A fat
thank
fan.
Thank you.
Good,
guys.
Good, thanks,
and
good, thanks.
Wanted
thanks,
to
thanks, good.
Let you guys
thanks,
know how much we
good,
appreciate
thanks,
you.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
And we'll see
bye.
You.
Bye. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
See you. Bye. See you later.
Bye.
See you then. Jesus Christ.
He likes you guys.
Man. You know, it's those, I hate those worse than the guys that call to bust our balls.
The guys who call afterwards.
The guys that call afterwards.
Trying to be nice.
Because they're just trying to hear the sound of their own voice.
Okay. Enough. I'm fat. They love you guys.
Clear the lines. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 now.
Very good.
We'll give you a shot at the money. Something that the fat lady didn't want.
Right.
$500 right now.
Why do I think she started it? I do. I really. Wasn't she way back at the beginning or was she in the middle?
No. She was in the middle.
Okay.
She was in the middle. It was the Baltimore stuff that started it.
Right. That's it.
Actually, you know what? Tom started that.
If you're keeping track of the cities that were dissed during that, that would be Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Denver, and Boston.
Oh, and also Detroit, I think.
Detroit? Yeah, yes. We forgot Detroit. Detroit.
Call 100 right now. Secret song, Good Luck.
Number one Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Flesh the punch whenever the is
Nate Lee, Don Geronimo, and Michael Mara.
Hey, listen, just because of the tone of the calls we've taken from Baltimore, and because we're almost done with the show,
right?
We're going to wait to hear Lisa's interviews from Baltimore. They'll be fresh tomorrow.
Good.
And I promise that'll be the first thing that we do tomorrow at the beginning of the show. We'll get right to Lisa's tapes.
There's something I wanted to tell you. I've been meaning to tell you this the whole show. I'm in the music store, the guitar center the other day, looking out for drum equipment for crap.
Yeah.
Guy in there that works, I don't know, I'm sorry, I don't remember his first name, but he claims, he says, that he will blow Tommy Hilfiger out of the water. He said it's a joke. He said you need somebody who can really come in here.
Book him.
And do it. I will go. I'll see him probably the end of this week, and I'll see if we can get him in here next week.
Book him and bring him down here.
I will bring him down there. Now, he is telling me this. You know, I don't like being sponsors of people, so what I'm going to do is I'll probably, in the middle of the music store, I'll have him audition.
All right. Well, bring him down.
Very good.
We're always on the lookout for talent.
Excellent.
Tomorrow, also, we've got to check into that radio company that's offering phony phone callers for your show. Like, if you can't get any real guys to call the show.
D-sleeves.
Right.
Outrageous.
And that's the other, listen, very quickly.
Oh, no.
I just got to bring this up.
Very quickly.
Rob, time me. Give me a minute. Okay. Because we are running so late.
Not enough.
Don't start yet. I got a little preamble.
Okay.
That Mike and I have been doing radio together in this town for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Number one Arbitron rated, 15 years. Do you know how many features the Washington Post has ever written on us?
Zero?
Correct.
Right.
That's right.
Ready?
Not yet.
Okay.
Rick Dees is doing a tape delay show, 1 hour tape delay from Los Angeles.
Right.
That has been on the air 2 days.
Right.
Do you know how many features have been written about Rick Dees?
One.
One big one.
Start me, Rob.
Go.
Picture. Yeah. Color picture.
Color picture.
Front page style section.
Mm-hmm.
Inside. Another picture. And listen to the ass kissing.
This is a PR piece. This comes right out of a PR brochure.
Yeah. Let me see. Where's the part of the smooth-faced D's, and incidentally, this comes from Frank Ahern's. The smooth-faced D's is 50, and he must drink from the same alien life-renewing water as Dick Clark.
it sucks.
Dees' show is thick with celebrity interviews. And here's a quote from Rick Dees.
I guess he's determined that in 2 days.
Yes. My thing is, what's going on with the Backstreet Boys? And why did Britney Spears say that in Rio? Said Dees, referring to Spears' profane spew. I don't think that people expect me to have an IQ of 274, nor do I think the listener does. The listener is average.
Fine!
Oh, that's too bad.
More another minute?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Go!
His comedy would have been considered safe for Johnny Carson. You won't get a lot of cutting-edge humor from Dees.
Just the way Frank Ahern's likes it.
What you will get are dollar signs. Last year, largely thanks to Dees, Kiss billed, that's his radio station, $70 million, making it the number one revenue-generating top 40 station in the country. Well, you know, you could certainly write about the amount of money that our show makes for the country.
No, but that would be breaking the mold.
Now, keep in mind, Frank Ahern's, we've been here 15 years, all he can write is we're crap.
Mm-hmm.
Dees' show is a friendly, schmaltzy, top 40 music and comedy mix. His sidekick wife, Julie, does impressions. Son, Kevin, is a DJ for Kiss FMI, Kiss's internet arm.
God.
And the headline is...
It's a PR piece.
Yeah. The headline is, Mr. Dees comes to town.
Fine!
Okay.
Well, anyway, it makes you sick.
It makes you sick in the head.
It does.
And a picture. Could you ever picture... This is off the clock, Rob. Okay. If you and I had a publicity picture taken like this...
Yeah, like an old 50s rock star with that big microphone looking up going...
DJ! Yee! Yee! Look at me!
Rick D's in the morning. Yeah. That's the guy we've been talking about. That's the only good news about that. Now you can get a look and read about the guy we've been talking about for a while.
Can I say one thing that he did on Tuesday morning?
Yes.
He called, a caller called in, and I only stayed with like 1 minute because it's all you need. He doesn't disappoint. A caller calls in, voice sounds like you or yours or mine, normal right. voice. He says, say with that voice, are you from India? I said, no. He said, but while we're speaking of India, we want to keep them in our prayers. Yeah. And that was it. I mean, there was no Indian accent. It was
just him, you know, his chance to segue into it. And it was the only way he could force it
That's
in there.
Right.
And here's one today.
With D's in the morning,
I want to send this one out to anyone who might be playing in the NBA All-Star Game. And then he plays, who let the dogs out?
There you go.
Nice.
What a douchebag. Yeah, give him the feature article.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen.
Front page of the Washington Post.
Of course.
Nice going. Frank Ahern.
There you go, Frank.
Wow. Jesus.
Well, he's pretty.
Yeah. That's probably why I like him. He's a pretty disc jockey.
That's what it is. If we were prettier, he'd like us.
Maybe. Rick D's in the morning. Good morning, everybody. If you please, Ellen Kay. A moment to think about the people in India in the earthquake. Let's reflect on that. Wish God's best wishes on them. Thank God for all we've got in our lives. And if you happen to know anybody who's playing in the NBA All-Star Game, I'll send this one out to them right now in the D Show.
Who let the dogs out?
That's it.
Who let the dogs out?
There's your show.
There it is.
That's it.
Who let the dogs out?
And that's what gets a full-page raise
right.
in today's Washington Post.
Amen.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hi. Listen, you're call 100.
All right.
What's your name?
My name's Kim.
Kim, where are you from?
Wichita.
Kim, you've won the Blockbuster DVD rental. Good for DVDs. Now, listen, you get a DVD every day for the next 30 days, vote for the 7th Annual Blockbuster Entertainment Awards online at www.blockbusterawards.com.
Okay.
Beautiful. Now you'll play for $500 with Secret Song number 4. We'll play it for you now. It's a top 10 hit from the 1980s. Give us title and artist. You'll win the money. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Rick D's.
And we wish you God speed.
Caller, name this secret song.
I just want to tell you something. When I hear that song, I think about the earthquake victims in India. This contest sponsored by Main Street Title. Yeah, that's right. Disco Duck.
Yeah, Tour de Force.
D's Hot Cash. Rick, this is Frank Ahern from the Washington Post.
I just got your publicity picture, and you are gorgeous. Damn, you're gorgeous. I understand your show's a music comedy mix with your wife doing impressions. I understand it's also thick with celebrities. Rick, what else is thick? Please tell me.
Absolutely. Listen, for $500.
Yes.
The other thing that's sick, does it rhyme with Rick and start with a D?
Consider it a two-pager, a color photo on the front page of the style section. That's what I'm shooting for.
Listen, what's the song? Can you give it to us?
Well, I'll try. I'm just going to... I hope it hasn't been guessed. I'm going to guess Like a Virgin, Madonna.
Oh, no. It hasn't, but we do appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. Clue for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Hold on. You know, this is an impossible one, and starting tomorrow, I'm going to give you some clues.
Well, it's about time.
To help you identify secret song number 4. Now let's go right to the news cubicle.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
Buzz, what's your lead story tonight? Is it about the earthquake in India or about the NBA players who let the dogs out, if you please?
Neither of those, Rigdon. Tonight's headline is, your Super Bowl pictures are ready.
Oh, all right.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Thank you, Buzz. That was very...
Oh, thank you, Don.
on Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show cordially invites you to a beautiful evening in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Friday, February 23rd, it's the Don and Mike Lake Tahoe Reno Style Show. This gala show will include all the raunchy fun you've come to expect, including the underwear fashion show, of course. The show is at Harrah's of Lake Tahoe, and it starts at 8 p.m. It's first come, first served. So make your plans now. We invite your ass to come on down.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas Style Show.
I'm cutting a fucking spot, Tony.
Don't miss it.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
And you know,
women love their penises.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
At that Las Vegas Style Show in Reno, joined by the beautiful Bonnie Bernstein, our favorite from CBS Sports.
Yeah, she'll be coming out at the beginning of the show because we're afraid she wouldn't come out at the end of the show.
And she's going to come and do the radio show with us that day as well.
Very good.
And I'm pretty sure that the dicks that run our station in Sacramento have already taken us off because we haven't played the commercials on time. But I was just told that Bonnie Bernstein was on TV this morning in Sacramento.
Ah.
Talking about how she was going to be with us in at Tahoe.
Wow. Fantastic.
So we got nothing but love for Bonnie Bernstein. And she'll find out when we start re-rating women very soon.
Yes, very good.
Time now for news and comments with Buzz, brought to you by Egars.com. Egars.com has great gifts for Valentine's Day. Cigar samplers from Macanudo, Partagas, and Punch. www.egars.com. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Lots of things going on, but this was outrageous, I thought.
Outrageous, if you please.
If you please. Police in Florida took your picture if you went to the Super Bowl. In fact, the St. Petersburg newspaper says everyone who passed through the turnstiles was photographed.
Hey, that's all of us.
That means you.
Wow.
Each of the 100,000 faces captured on video was then compared to pictures in police and FBI computers. Police say they did this to look for known criminals, terrorists, and con artists. Did they catch anybody?
Did they?
No. A professor of information studies at UCLA says the concept is disturbing, and a privacy expert tells AP that if this becomes commonplace, a lot of people could be arrested by mistake.
I hope they didn't get Mike and I holding hands coming off the plane.
I don't think there's any law against that, though.
Just the law of public opinion, Mike.
This is true. We can fight that.
We can survive that.
If it's love, there's nothing wrong about it.
We're above that.
A Kennedy nephew will be tried as an adult for the 1975 murder of a teenager in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Good.
Up till now, Michael Skagel's case has been heard in juvenile court because the killing occurred when he was 15.
It's not Tom Kennedy, is it?
No. No.
The game show host?
No.
Name that tune.
He's clean. You know that.
It's not George, is it?
No, not George.
It's not Kennedy the DJ.
No, she's fine.
The VJ, I should say.
The judge in the Skagel case points out
is
that...
Is it Jane Kennedy?
No. Oh, Lord forbid.
Oh, man. Fists of fury. For those listening in New York City, I hope it's no one connected with Kennedy's fried chicken.
Oh, man. Can we eat there? The judge pointed out
only if the car is running, Buzz. And you go in and get the food.
I will.
The car is running and Buzz will be running.
It's in Harlem.
Right. The judge points out there'd be no place to put the 40-year-old if he was convicted as a juvenile. Skagel's dad is the brother of Ethel Kennedy, wife of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Skagel says he's innocent. As a juvenile, he would have faced up to 4 years in prison. As an adult, he could conceivably get life.
Inconceivable.
Your confidence in the economy is slipping fast. Al Greenspan knows that. So today, his Federal Reserve gang lowered interest rates again by a half point this time.
Let's say it again.
That's on top of a half point.
That's Al Green, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Al Greenspan we're talking about today.
Please, the correct pronunciation is Greenspan.
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 Thank you.
Al Greenspan.
There's a BMW, doesn't he? President Bush says he'll keep the pressure on Libya now that a Scottish court has convicted a Libyan man in the Pan Am bombing. Bush says Libya will be held accountable. The Libyan government denies it had anything to do with the downing of Flight 103 that killed 270 people.
Lawrence of Libya.
And President Bush didn't know the microphone was on today when he expressed his displeasure with his brother Jeb, who is governor of Florida. Miami Archbishop John Favalora was at the White House and introduced himself jokingly as being from a state near and dear to the president's heart. The president's response, he didn't know his mic was on, "I'm about to name my brother the ambassador to Chad."
Bush is said to be upset with his brother for letting him come so close to losing the state of Florida.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Time out, Buzz. That's just a segue to get to this quick break. We'll be right back.
Number one Harbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Do you find me, Lewis, annoying?
World champion Lucy Juicer, Don and Mike.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Kentucky Fried Chicken says it's dropping the lawsuit against the Kentucky couple. It says they found the Colonel's secret recipe in their basement. KFC says the recipe the Settles found is not the recipe, even though it does list 11 herbs and spices. The company says the secret is safe and sound, locked in a vault. The lawyer for Tommy and Cherry Settles says they're happy the lawsuit has been dropped. It'll be interesting to see what they do with the recipe they found.
Hey, you know, really, if this secret recipe got out...
Yeah.
BFD.
Hey, really, you can take anything nowadays and analyze it and figure out exactly what's in it anyway. The whole idea of the secret recipe is BS. Why hasn't anyone said that?
No one
fought that?
I don't think anybody has still cracked the formula for Coca-Cola, and that is a secret. People have tried, and nobody's been able to duplicate
it. Can't you literally take any substance and break down what's in it?
I'm not a chemist, but I would think so.
And you know what I'd say as for that argument? You're right about Coca-Cola.
We can put a man on the moon.
That's right.
But if you've gone to KFC anytime recently, look at how much a staple of their menu the Colonel's original recipe is.
Right.
All they've got is junk that has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, because the reason they changed it to KFC
is they want Kentucky Fried Chicken.
With the health craze now.
Exactly.
They've got so much on their menu that has nothing to do with the Colonel's original recipe.
Right, it's just a small part of the menu now.
Yeah. BFD and
exactly.
KFC.
BFD, KFC. I'm a P.O.P. man.
Oh, there's been another injury.
Oh, P.O.P.E.Y.E.
Yes.
Oh, indeed.
A-okay.
A-okay. There's been another injury at Disneyland, this time on the ride Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, no.
Yo-ho,
a lawsuit for me. I'm sorry.
That's one of my favorites.
I hope we can find the tape. We have CNN's Jim Roop with more on this Disneyland injury story.
Here's the Rooper.
Here's Jim Roop now from CNN.
Here he is.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down. With his hands down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. A small room and a grown man.
You're joking.
Defecating in that small room and spreading it all over.
You got it?
That's a news story, but that's not Jim Roop. This, I'm guessing, is CNN's Jim Roop.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
My nephew from Hong Kong, sir.
Hi, Kim. Good move. You're number one.
The only Hong Kong champion. My neighbor, Danny Chen. Hey, shouldn't you be in school?
Maybe it's some of the other tapes.
All right, you know, this is just someone thinking they're funny. Again, this is about a wreck at Disney World?
Yeah, another injury at Disneyland in California on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
I see. CNN's Jim Roop.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath? No, that's not it either.
All right, here he is.
Don't tell me they're just letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. So let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded.
Britney Spears.
Yes, it is.
All right, here's the dude.
Melanie Hershock was getting out of the ride holding a 16-month-old daughter when the boat lurched forward, causing her to tumble over. Hershock, conscious and suffering no cuts, was treated at a nearby hospital and released. Disneyland has been plagued by a series of accidents in recent months, including last week when a little girl lost part of her finger playing with a toy rifle on Tom Sawyer Island.
This Pirates of the Caribbean has been closed pending an investigation.
We got to do this again.
All right.
Sorry, be right back.
Number one Harbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Dad is speaking on the radio.
Providing the soundtrack to your thunderous orgasm, The Don and Mike Show.
This segment of Buzz's news brought to you by eGars.com. eGars.com has great gifts for Valentine's Day, like cigars, samplers from Macanudo, Hardigas and Punch, www.
Egard.com. And now, once again, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
And Donna Mike.
MTV says it will not tone down Jackass just because a boy in Connecticut was burned trying to reenact a stunt from the show.
Good. We should burn Joe Lieberman on that show. That's what they should do.
Well, see, the boy lives in Connecticut, which is also home to Senator Joe Lieberman.
Wow.
And after hearing from the boy's dad, Lieberman called on MTV to rein in the show. Quoting Lieberman, it is irresponsible for MTV to air these kinds of stunts on a program clearly popular with young teens, to air it at a time when so many of them are likely to be watching, and to do so without adequate warning. Huh? The show is, in fact, labeled as containing adult material and includes written and verbal warnings about the stunts it contains.
Mike, you know better than me, but my question for Joe Lieberman would be, hey, is Connecticut a perfect state?
Mm-hmm.
Is Connecticut, are things in Connecticut so perfect that Joe Lieberman doesn't have to worry about that state anymore, that he has to now focus on what we're watching on TV?
The answer to your question about Connecticut, is Connecticut a perfect state?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It's official.
Always has been.
Thanks for your help.
That's why, you know, looking at this Baltimore-Washington thing, it makes me laugh because we don't infight between our cities. New Haven doesn't skirmish with Hartford. Never happens. We're all content that we are from Connecticut.
Listen, my point is, and
I totally agree with my point earlier today
when I brought this up on the show, you know, this is why I didn't vote. I mean, I ended up voting for Gore, but it's why I campaigned for the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And even the other guy is a moron, Dick Weed, who is now, you know, bringing church and state together.
Right.
You know, at least I don't have Lieberman one bullet away from deciding he's going to cancel MTV.
Right. And I agree with you on that.
And that's what worried me about Lieberman from day number one.
But some ways, I think he could do maybe less damage if he was in the White House than he's doing in the
Senate.
Well,
let me say, we all watch Jackass, and the fact is, I believe there's
a disclaimer prior to every stunt that's run on that show.
And don't they run a thing in the corner of like a skull and crossbones?
Yes.
Haven't you seen that?
And it's written in kind of a funny way, but it's seriously a disclaimer. And you know something? You're going to have idiots watching every show, and they're not supposed to. You could have a guy that watches, you know, the X-Men that decides he's going to try to jump off the side of a building. I mean, it's going to happen.
I am like Magneto. I am Wolverine. I'm going to fly off the building.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. The kind of person who would copy a Jackass stunt is the same kind of person who would take a $200 bill.
You are right, Cyclops. Mm-hmm. Did you like the movie?
I did.
I think that's great.
I think you might have told me that it's a good, that I'd enjoy.
Great.
You know, it was sci-fi and not my kind of stuff.
Great superhero movie.
What I like, that's exactly what I like about that kind of stuff. If you give me a story that is at least reasonably plausible, then I'm going to watch it. And that's what they did at the very beginning. They set it up, you know, perfectly, and then they get into all the special effects. If they don't dive right into the special effects and make that the centerpiece of the movie, I love it. And that's what that movie did.
And Jean-Luc Picard is pretty good, right?
Jean-Luc Picard's awesome in that thing. And so is the other British actor. I forgot what the guy's name is, but he was...
Oh, the guy who plays Magneto?
Magneto, yes.
Magneto. Yeah, great movie.
And, of course, Halle Berry.
Ooh. Yeah.
Anytime Halle Berry's in a movie.
And don't forget Blackie Parrish's wife, even though she doesn't have one line in the movie.
Oh, is that who was the purple lady? I mean, the blue lady was...
Yeah, that's Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Is that who that is?
That's who that is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man,
you just know that now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention because, you know, it looks nothing alike. Her face, you can't. It's not recognizable in the movie, but the body.
Right.
Mm.
Gotcha.
It's official. Sega says it will stop making its Dreamcast game machine by the end of the year.
Right.
It'll concentrate instead on making games and software for Sony and Nintendo, its former competitors. And starting this Sunday, the Dreamcast machine goes on sale for just under $100.
You know why I feel great, Buzz?
Why is that?
Because just about a year ago, I paid $249 for it.
Exactly. It would seem to me that would almost be actionable. That they come out with this thing that people spend all this money on, and then less than a year later.
I say the same thing to the Sega company as I say to Ken Stevens. Listen, why don't you kiss me? Because at least when I'm being effed, I like to be kissed while I'm being effed.
That's right. Very similar to those situations, very similar.
That's right.
You've got a wonderful
successful.
Great product.
Great product that's still, like, doing gangbusters, but yet, you know.
It's being yanked off the shelves.
Right. And you probably really did better with Sega than the other thing. Sega's been losing money for years, and when this latest fiscal year ends in March, Sega will post a loss of more than $200 million.
Okay, we got to do one more break, and then we'll come back with a full break of the news and comments, Buzz, because this has been such an abbreviated newscast. Our apologies.
That's quite all right. We're doing fine.
Don't blame us. Blame Ken.
Okay.
Right? Okay, be right back.
Number one Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
Take the boy! Take the boy! Not me! I'm too young to die! Oh, the pain!
Well, I don't mean to pick you up!
Proudly inviting all of America to eat their bun. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
They use a spoon. You get every drop. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Regis Philbin says he will soon announce the replacement for Kathy Lee Gifford.
It's joy. It's joy because I had an affair.
On today's show, Philbin said that even though the ratings have soared since Gifford left, it's time to make a choice.
Did he mention her by name, do you know?
He mentioned Kathy Lee by name?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see it. I'm going by AP's account here.
It's Rebecca Romaine Stamos in that blue suit.
Oh. Kelly Ripa, of all my children, is said to be the leading candidate.
Kelly Ripa.
Ripa?
Ripa.
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 But if she gets the job, she would soon need time off.
Regis would like to Ripa.
She's 4 months pregnant.
Oh, dear. She doesn't look 4 months pregnant.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg!
Hello, Gordon. Good luck with the trial.
So if you did hire her, you'd have to give her some time off shortly afterward. A shock rocker, Marilyn Manson, is preparing to turn one of your favorite children's stories into one of your worst nightmares.
Oh, great. What's he doing?
Marilyn Manson has been signed to star in a remake of the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, fantastic!
And you won't be surprised to hear that Manson doesn't plan to play the part the way Gene Wilder did. Quoting Manson, I see Willy Wonka as Satan because he presents people with the temptation of picking good and evil, and they all pick evil.
I think that's great.
Just to make sure the movie's dark enough for Marilyn Manson, it'll be directed by Tim Burton, who made Batman, Sleepy Hollow, and Edward Scissorhands.
Okay. All right.
Parents may worry, but quoting Manson, the film will still have a beautiful message.
Yeah, beautiful message.
When you have a child, that child is the most important thing in the world to you, or not. A new survey by Progressive Insurance shows that 45% of married Americans rank their cars as the thing they consider most important to them.
Is that wrong?
Only 6% said their kids. Only 10% said their spouse.
That had to be a trick survey.
Probably. 84% of Americans say they love their cars. 32% say they have given their cars a name.
Is it wrong if you list TV above all those?
No, not wrong at all.
Have you, Rob, you've named your car, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Money Pit.
Don, have you named your car?
Yes.
What is it?
Cunnymobile.
Mike?
Spit.
Oh?
I'm just into all names like that now. Crap, Spit. It's not very funny.
Buzz?
Mine I'd like to apologize.
And again, mine is a horse with no name.
Okay.
17% of the men...
And I got news for you.
Uh-huh.
You're not alone, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He had 4 big strikeouts on that one.
I know. It's been a too much day.
That's right.
Thank you all.
17% of the men say they plan to buy their vehicle a gift for Valentine's Day.
Oh, man. Where did that survey come from?
As I mentioned earlier, Progressive Insurance, one of our fine sponsors.
Progressive Insurance.
Yes.
That bogus survey.
Loaded survey, I'm sure. Kids have always complained about school cafeteria food, but in West Haven, Connecticut, one complaint finally paid off. One kid says he bit into a corn dog last week.
Scorn dog.
A scorn dog, right.
And found that the meat inside was green.
Ah!
Oh.
That set off a whole series of complaints from other students and their parents. Now, the superintendent of schools there says big changes are being made in the way the cafeterias are run.
There's nothing wrong with that, Bob.
He's added more regular health department inspections. And he's taken corn dogs off the menu.
Really? Scorn dogs, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, scorn dogs.
The family of Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis has certainly seen its share of crime. While Lewis's grandparents were in Tampa watching him help win the Super Bowl, somebody was breaking into their house in Lakeland, Florida. It had been widely publicized that Gillis and Elise McKinney would be out of town. And while they were gone, somebody broke into their house and stole their TV and their vacuum cleaner.
And Alana sang, isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Yeah, really.
And you know, Buzz, really. I mean, all the guy did was walk away from a double murder.
Yeah.
Constructive justice.
Leave him alone.
Where's the endorsement?
Yeah.
Come on. Where's the endorsement?
I'm just saying that troublemaker, it's a good thing he has an alibi.
Thank you for the news and the comments.
You bet.
Rob, thank you. And time for the touchstones right there. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike. We will be right back. Call 100.
Number one Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
A wop, bopaloopa, a wop, bam, boom.
Our thoughts are your utmost concern. The Don and Mike Show.
I know. Did they get away from us? What with the, we're taking the surveys of the fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which was good. That was great.
We can do that again sometime.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to just get a second opinion, if you know what I mean.
Also, we had the Tom Davin segment, which was great, and you know, things didn't really go bad until we started taking the calls about Baltimore.
That's the way it works.
Tomorrow we're going to start the show with Lisa's recap of the Ravens parade.
Fantastic.
2 days ago. Also tomorrow, the Highway Love Connection.
Good.
Doing that tomorrow. And mystery guest phoning in tomorrow.
Very exciting.
And we'll also be telling you what our plans are for Valentine's Day. Now here is Buzz.
Hey, in sports, Tiger Woods may or may not be able to play in the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am this weekend.
The official beginning, in my opinion, Buzz, of the golf season, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Hey, you could miss it. Woods sprained a knee ligament today when he stepped on a man's ankle at the 18th hole. And Woods was still limping 2 hours later, and he was in too much pain to hit any practice balls afterwards. The man with the ankle was an autograph seeker who had stepped in front of the golfer.
Hello, Mr. Woods. I was wondering if there is an outside chance that I could
get Sam Huff.
Woods says the man even yelled at him after the incident, complaining that he never did get that autograph. Now there are three. What's better than one Schottenheimer? Three. Washington Redskins head coach Marty Schottenheimer has hired his younger brother, Kurt, to be the team's defensive coordinator.
All right, now I'm part of the Marty party, but I think Wade Phillips would have been the guy to go with.
They tell you.
Why did he do this? He's feathering his family's nest.
Kurt was on Marty's staff with Cleveland in the 1980s and with the Kansas City Chiefs in the 1990s.
Well, now Mom Schottenheimer, why not bring her on?
She'll be along shortly. Finally,
let me tell you something. If Marty doesn't succeed and I have to shave my head, I'm just going to take a bullet.
No. No. You don't have to shave your head for Marty. No. You have to shave your head when the Red Sox don't make the World Series.
Yeah, I know. So if, like, next year, like in October,
yeah,
I shave my head because the Red Sox don't make the World Series, and then Marty goes 0-5 right after that,
yeah,
I'm going to be one depressed man.
I think you have to shave your head in August.
And it's the it's the buzz thing, right?
No, it is.
Did you shave your head smooth?
Yes.
With shaving cream?
Yes. We went through this already.
Yeah.
We did, and I did.
Really?
Yeah. We did the day we made the bet. Yes.
True. You shaved your head smooth with shaving cream?
Yes, I did. And it could happen in August. As soon as the Red Sox are mathematically eliminated from the playoff race.
You'd be wearing a lot of hats if that happened.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll wear a lot of hats.
Don't worry, Mike. You'll win. As long as the Red Sox go to the World Series this year.
And if they do go to the World Series, you shave your head again.
Yeah, absolutely. Shave it. Shave it clean.
I'm going to put some money on it, too, just to make it everything. I'm going to make it everything.
Who are you going to put money on? With me or like with a bookie or something?
No, I'm with a bookie.
Like Las Vegas thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When we go out to Reno Tahoe, I'm going to put a bet down. See if I can do it, because right around there it'll be like a week before spring training gets really started. I think pitchers and catchers are going to report that weekend. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put down money on the Red Sox going to the World Series. Like a dollar.
Okay.
Finally, I got a hunch. But Don will tell you I have a hunch.
Every year.
Could happen.
You are the Robert Downey Jr. of the Boston Red Sox.
Yes, I am. Finally. Yes, I am. They're going to find me in the hotel room. The Yaz poster.
Yaz of rags.
It is illegal to download or store pornography in your computer in Singapore. But thousands of people are ignoring that law over there, and Singapore has us to thank for it. They're using a new American-based service called Palm Stories. For $6 a month, you can download several adult stories and pictures every day into your Palm Pilot. If you don't mind seeing naughty pictures in glorious black and green, that is. People in Singapore are now risking 3 months in jail and a big fine just to use this service. Quoting the owner, a lot of business travelers like it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Go figure.
No!
Yeah. That's it. We're out of here. Thanks for a good show today. Glad we're back. Glad we're feeling better. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you for listening. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio buddies, I am caller 100.
Yeah. Right. What's your name?
Rob, calling from Arlington.
Rob, call 100, and you have won, upfront seats for the WWF SmackDown.
Holy cow.
See over 40 of your favorite WWF stars live. MCI Center, March 6th. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 10 a.m. through the box office. Ticketmaster outlet. You've won them already. And enjoy your wrestling.
Thank you very much, Radio God.
You're very welcome, and thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. See you then. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, John.
Robbie? Hey, throw your coonskin hat in the air right now. Please, just like Sydney. Tyler. More.
You might just make it.
Hey, we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.